What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 602 on a Tuesday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. What's happening? Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock tonight. A little three-hour run for us here. No interruptions, no games, no nothing. We just talk for a little bit. Joe Torti, he will be in at 9 o'clock carrying you until midnight. We know what it is. It's football, right? Eagles off this week. Nice little bye. We could get to enjoy the rest of the NFL, specifically the rest of the NFC East, as everything fell into place for the Philadelphia Eagles as the Washington football squad loses. The Dallas Cowboys last night lose. And everybody was there to watch it. And it's a beautiful thing. And you just heard Todd talking about it and the Cowboys. And we know it's Cowboy Week here in town. We're going to talk about it all week long. It's a big game because of the fact coming off the bye week, you get the newly inserted Golden Tate into the Philadelphia Eagles. How will he impact this football team as they get the second half underway? And it's against the most disliked opponent that you have from your division. And they are now 3-5, not looking good. You can step on their neck and not let up if you beat them at home on Sunday night. It's a beautiful thing. And again, everything fell your way. In my opinion, I was scared before that Jacksonville game where I finally said, going into that London game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, that I was finally nervous, concerned about the Philadelphia Eagles. They got it done. It wasn't pretty, but they won. Then they go and make the move and acquire Golden Tate, right? So they improved on the bye week by adding a player, going up in the standings a little bit, simply by way of sitting there and just enjoying their bye week while everyone else loses and helps them out in the standings. And in my opinion, right there, with those two teams losing, Washington and Dallas, we already know what the Giants are, with those two teams losing, and my level of concern before that Jacksonville game, while the Eagles are now better because of Golden Tate, and the fact that they get the bye week, they get to heal up a little bit, some reinforcements coming, maybe Tim Jernigan possibly getting in there soon, some other guys just simply getting healthy overall, you get Lane Johnson back at some point, everything is falling into place for the Philadelphia Eagles. Again, if you had those concerns like I did, to come away on top of the NFC East. So, by way of sitting there and minding their own business during their bye week after taking care of business in London, the Philadelphia Eagles, again, are in a great position to win this division. You get a home game in the playoffs. That is the goal. Win the division. 8 games remaining. Tough schedule. Saints, Rams, etc. on your schedule. But it is there for the taking if they do want it, and it starts again on Sunday night against the most disliked opponent for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that will be the Dallas Cowboys. So, by sitting back, everybody, you, me, Sam Fletcher producing the show, Tyrone Johnson who just left, Andrew Souchunas, right? We're all sitting back watching football over the weekend, and the Eagles are doing nothing but adding Golden Tate and just getting ready for the next week against the Dallas Cowboys. Do you feel better now about this football team after sitting back watching the rest of the NFC East? Because there were a group of people who said Washington is a little better than we thought. They might be a problem. Dallas, how did they sneak up and get these wins? They're now 3-4. Well, what? Guess what? They're 3-5 now. Washington loses on Sunday. Then they lose 3 offensive linemen. The Eagles gain Golden Tate, coming back after the bye, get healthy. They are in a position to help themselves here and start things rolling. It may not be to the tune of 9 straight games where they win. It may not be that. But it is a great spot for them right now, coming off the bye week and these 2 losses by Dallas and Washington, where the Eagles fans and the Eagles themselves should feel very good going into this weekend's game, Sunday night at the Link against the Dallas Cowboys, where you feel confident, even more confident, gaining that win against Jacksonville, watching those teams lose, adding Golden Tate, where you feel more confident again about your Eagles this weekend and going forward and winning this division. So, in my opinion, my confidence is back. Yes, I lost it, but my confidence is back. Do you guys feel the same way? Did you ever lose it? Were you like me? Because there were a lot of people like me. There were a small fraction of people who said, I'm fine. I'm not worried about it. They're going to be okay. There's still 8 games remaining. No big deal. Well, listen, I'm not looking past the New Orleans Saints and the LA Rams and some tough games that they still have remaining on their schedule. But going into this weekend against the Dallas Cowboys, I feel very confident that this football team can again take control of this division game by game by game, starting this weekend with the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. How do you feel? 610-632-0975. Did you just sit back and watch the games, watch how these two teams perform, Washington and Dallas, and say, you know what? I love my chances with the Philadelphia Eagles in this division. Do you feel that? Did you feel that by sitting back watching those two teams play and lose in the fashion that they did? 610-632-0975. I know I did. And again, Washington losing 3 offensive linemen and not having them now going forward. Brandon Scherff, one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL, losing him by himself is a big deal. Look at us talking about Lane Johnson and Jason Peters, the way that you lose those guys, right? We talk about them. Brandon Scherff is important for the Washington football squad. He's gone for the rest of the year. That's a big deal. And for the Philadelphia Eagles, you take it how you get it, okay? You're 4-4. You should be somewhere like 5-3, 6-2. You dropped 2 games that you shouldn't have, Tennessee and Tampa, or Tennessee and Carolina, whatever one you want to pick out. 2 games you should not have dropped. However, how would we say it? You are what your record says you are. So they're a 4-4 team. You take anything that you can get with this football team right now. And if that means other teams have to lose players as well, then so be it. It is what it is. Dallas gains a player in Amari Cooper, who is a nice receiver, but doesn't matter if your quarterback is not good enough to get him the football, and that's the case. Yes, he scored last night. Good for him, but it was also good to see Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans taking down the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, helping out the Philadelphia Eagles. They help you get a game back. They took one from you earlier in overtime, and you helped them get the game back there. That's a beautiful thing. So how do you now feel after this weekend, sitting back with your feet up after a win over Jacksonville and then watching Washington and Dallas lose those 2 games and leaving the Philadelphia Eagles in a very good spot there to, again, regain control of the NFC East? 610-632-0975. I see we also have people who want to talk Sixers. We haven't even brought them up, but we're not going to ignore the people when you call in and want to talk about a specific thing. So we will also include the Sixers conversation, losing to the Nets the other night on Sunday night. An awful win, in my opinion. Can't go up to Brooklyn and lose like that to that Nets team. They play hard. Kenny Atkinson has that team playing very, very well, playing hard for him. But you were supposed to win that back-to-back. And you can't allow a basketball team to get 40 more shots than you, field goal attempts. That's just unacceptable. So we'll get into that as well. But Eagles, Cowboys to start things off. Sixers are there. We're not going to ignore it. How do you feel now about the Philadelphia Eagles after the Jacksonville win, the bye week, and 2 losses by Dallas and Washington helping the Philadelphia Eagles' chances? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 9 here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic. Preparations are underway to reopen the old Veterans Stadium Jail at The Link, just in time for this Sunday night's matchup. Eagles, Cowboys. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move in and move out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at Recovery Centers of America. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get fast, reliable internet. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get any internet speed. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
The Philadelphia Flyers Corona Extra Beach House package is available now for select October and November games. Starting at just $99, this package will give you a ticket to the game, plus all-inclusive food and beer pregame throughout the second intermission in the Corona Extra Beach House located on ice level. You can't beat this incredible package at an all-for-one price. Grab Corona Extra Beach House packages today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS Market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef-style franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it TailgateFamily. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
The moment sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
How do I want to do my grocery shopping? In my PJs or my bathing suit. Without any makeup on. With my dog jumping around the car or my two-year-old sleeping in the back. I want to do my grocery shopping even with a million other things on my plate. Or when I just don't want to get out of my car. Walmart Grocery Pickup. Order fresh groceries online, pick up curbside for free. The way shopping should be. Get $10 off your first order with the code FRESHNOW. First order only. Minimum $50 purchase. Expires January 31st, 2019.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus Laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style in any room beautifully and resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Sports Talk for Collegeville and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
619 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. 610-632-0975 as we start off with some Eagles talk mixed in with the little Sixers as well. Eagles on the bye week this past week, and they gained some ground as Washington and Dallas both lost over the weekend. Washington now 5-3, still atop of the NFC East. Dallas Cowboys 3-5, right behind the Philadelphia Eagles at 4-4 with the New York Giants in the basement, 1-7, and everybody's thrilled about that. But with the losses Washington and Dallas both suffered this weekend, does that help you out specifically where you feel that much better about the Eagles' chances going into the second part of the season here, the second half of the season? Right now at 4-4, hosting the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night at the Link, Sunday Night Football. Where's your confidence level now? 610-632-0975. Because while I do believe that the Philadelphia Eagles still, again, have a tough schedule, I feel much better after watching Washington and Dallas, seeing what those two teams are, and just feeling better overall about the Philadelphia Eagles adding Golden Tate. I just do. And they have Carson Wentz, so that makes me feel that much better as well. So we're going to open up the phone lines, 610-632-0975. How much better do you now feel after beating Jacksonville and watching these two teams, Washington and Dallas, lose this weekend, while you sit back with your feet up? Let's talk about it with Dominic in South Philly as we start things off on 97.5. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Devon, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I do feel a little bit more confident, but not a whole lot. Only because we've given up too many leads so far this year. And we really don't know how to leave the foot on the pedal here.
Oh, I agree. And we've seen it too many times where you've had leads and you've given them up because, as you pointed out, leaving the foot on the pedal and just keep pushing and keep pushing. They have to understand that that's what they have to do. And hopefully, again, if they can continue to build these leads like we've seen, Dom, so far, they can do just that.
I know, but so far they haven't shown me that they can. And with games coming up against the Saints and the Rams, that definitely has to happen because those two teams can score instantly.
No, they do, and they can. Dom, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you starting this off. But that's where the bye week comes into play. That's about the coaches going during the bye week, looking at some of the mistakes that were made, also looking at some of the good things that they've done and recognizing what they could potentially keep doing that has worked and also make the necessary adjustments defensively, specifically of not giving up these leads. Offensively, they're not off the hook because they don't put up enough points. So while you do have a 17-3 lead over the Carolina Panthers and they come 17-0 lead over the Carolina Panthers, then 17-3, and they find a way back, it's both the defense and the offense. That is what the bye week is for, to recognize the issues that you may have had and correct those mistakes so they are no longer mistakes. They're only positive things going forward during the season. 610-632-0975. Aaron and King of Prussia throwing in some Sixers talk right here on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
Good. I want to talk Sixers, but I had a comment on what you said first. There is reason for optimism, but I think you're overly optimistic, in my opinion, because your optimism can't be based on what other teams do and what we got and what we got coming back. It has to be on what the Eagles do, and we haven't seen them really do anything.
And that's why I pointed out the addition of Golden Tate and saying that Golden Tate, to me, even though we haven't seen it yet, will help boost what the Eagles offense has lacked a little bit through the first 8 games and potentially pick up some of that slack, and then therefore everything else. Not everything is going to fall into place because, again, they have a tough schedule. They're going to lose some, but I feel better about the team overall because of that move and the losses that Washington and Dallas suffered and the players that Washington suffered, the losses on the offensive line.
So I really started to talk about the Sixers. And last year I called them before the playoffs and was like, listen, you can't, you know, what you do during the season with Ben Simmons is not going to work in the playoffs. And what you're seeing now with a lot of the turnovers is a result of how teams are playing Ben Simmons, because he won't shoot. Because he can't run over people, the strategy is to stop Ben Simmons, block him up, and stop him from driving, and then play the passing lane. Because they know once they stop him, everybody's playing these passing lanes, and that's why his turnovers are going off the charts and out the roof, and it's messing up his game. So he's got to learn. Even though I understand you don't want to look bad, he's got to shoot the ball.
Aaron,
people stop playing those passing lanes.
I hear you, Aaron. He's not going to do it, and you know he's not going to do it. Thanks for the call. We know he's not going to shoot the basketball because that's not his comfort level right now. His comfort level is getting to the rim, passing the basketball, hopefully hitting on some of those floaters and potentially those fadeaway 15-footers or 13 to 15-footers that he does take. Aaron, that's the jump shot. Those fadeaways. That's it. That's what you're going to get. I agree with you, just like everybody else. He needs to shoot the ball. I got it. But he's not going to do it. He's not. And I'm not letting him off the hook because of it. Because now you are getting these unnecessary turnovers. We know about the 11, then the 5 against Brooklyn, being careless with the basketball. Once they start to, again, like Toronto did with Kawhi Leonard specifically, speeding him up, making him go faster than he already goes. Therefore, turning the basketball over. That's what he's doing. He's not going to shoot the basketball. He's not. We're going to complain about it and complain about it and complain about it, and rightfully so, but he's not going to shoot it. I hear you. It's a sore subject for all of us, but he's not going to do it. And he's still going to go out there and probably give you 17-9-8 every single night. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock here in Fanatic talking Eagles. Aaron snuck in the Sixers call. You're welcome to do so as well. Drew in Westchester is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Not much, man. What's up?
Hey, man. Just want to talk a little shop with the Eagles.
Let's have it.
You know, totally psyched now after watching that Dallas game last night. And, you know, the Washington game.
So you got a little more enthusiasm about it, a little more optimism about the whole thing.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to give us a real good chance to get our swagger back this week. You know, going, playing Dallas, I'm thinking we're going to win, get at least 30 points this week, you know, do look like the team that we were last year. And like I said, you know, that's going to help us get that swag back so that we're kind of a little bit more exciting going into the Saints game.
Well, that would certainly be nice if they can just flat out go out there and hang 30 on the Dallas Cowboys, kind of like they did with the New York Giants a couple of weeks back, where, exactly, Drew, we thought that's where they were really going to get their offense flowing, and unfortunately that was not the case. So maybe you're right. Maybe against the Cowboys on Sunday night, national TV, everybody's watching. Maybe they do have that opportunity to do that, get Drew Golden Tate involved a little more, Drew, and it would certainly be a good thing.
I'm with you, man.
No doubt, man. Thanks for the call, 610-632-0975. The offense needs to help the defense out. A lot of these games that they have given up the lead, yes, the defense has played poorly in those, but the offense is not helping by not adding to that point total by scoring, whether it be via field goal or getting into the end zone for a touchdown. They have to find a way to get that done. And why not a good start? Why not against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday night at the Link? Dave in Somerton is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Devon, thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
Good, sir. How are you? I was calling in reference to the Cowboys Eagle. Going off the bottom, it's frustrating the Eagles, 4-4.
Hey, Dave, do me a favor, man. Hang on. It's really hard. Let's see if we can clear that up a little bit and see if we can get you a better signal there, Dave. Hang on for us, man. Let's go to Dante next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Dante?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How are you, sir?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. No time. So, see, I just wanted to talk about some Eagles, but I also just want to make a comment before I talk about that. Just about all these other callers that call in and also about the other announcers and everything like that, how they always – speaking on the Eagles and just how it's always up and down, and just the optimism or just the such negativity about the Eagles. Like, I just don't understand why people just, they not realists about the situation. Like, it's good things about the Eagles as far as, like I said, the Golden Tate pickup. It was excellent. Like, I appreciate that, how we Roseman going out doing this thing, and he's been doing it consistently for the past two, three years. So I have faith in them, and until they show me otherwise, I really don't have no complaint. But I just wanted to, I don't understand why other people just always going down on the Eagles as soon as they lose, and it's just a whole bunch of just thinking they going, I don't know, man. I'm just confused. What you think?
No, I mean, when I look at the Eagles, yes, it's first of all, it's tough, Dante, because you win the Super Bowl and there's so many expectations, right, for the squad to come back and perform, right, very well. And we saw how things have happened, how they've lost a couple of these games where we would look at them and say, man, they should at least be 5-3, maybe even 6-2 at best. And we're sitting here with a 4-4 record, hoping, right, that Washington and Dallas lose so you can jump back up. Now, they've done it, and it's easy to get frustrated with how they've lost these games, man, and that's the whole thing. So it's the nature of a fan. You're up with them, you're down with them at times,
right,
and you just hope that they can get back to that level where we're all excited like we were in February where they were raising that trophy.
Right, I agree with you. I mean, like I said, I definitely understand because I do go through it myself, but it's just sometimes it just seems like when you hear people talk on the radio the next day afterwards, it's just like you would think they lost their dog or they lost somebody the way they talk about our team, the way we lost. And like, I just want to tell everybody out there just to calm down, relax. It's going to be all right. Until they show us otherwise, I have faith in them to do their thing. And that's all I need to say.
Well, it's a big game, Dante. Thanks for the call. It's a big game, number one, because we know the rivalry between Dallas and Philadelphia when it comes to the football. And it's also a big game because of the simple fact that the Eagles need another win. They need to find a way to start stringing things together to pick up these wins in succession where they can now start to build and regain that confidence that we saw a year ago where they ran off those 9 in a row. And again, I'm not saying they're going to win 9 in a row this season as well, but you have to start somewhere. And if they can start with Jacksonville and now bring it to Dallas and going into the Link on Sunday night, Dallas, getting that extra boost by trading for Golden Tate and bringing him into the mix with what you're doing, that's a big deal. That's something for all of us. That's something for them to build off of overall as they continue to go through this season, the second half with 8 games remaining, tough games. Houston Texans, the New Orleans Saints, the Los Angeles Rams. They have some tough games left on the schedule. Take care of business in the division, and you're golden, okay? You're golden. You got Dallas twice. You got the Giants one more time, and you have Washington. Win those games, and you're good. Then you mix in a couple here and there that you need to get, and you try to get to that 10 wins, win a division, and host a playoff game back here at the Link in the playoffs. And you never know what happens. 610-632-0975. T. Watson, Ty Watson, at Ty Watson on Twitter, T-A-H. The NFC East is there for the taking. I expect they will seize the opportunity. Measuring stick games left, though, at New Orleans, at the LA Rams. Can't expect to go far in the playoffs if all you do is beat bad teams and lose to good teams. You got to take the bad teams, like Ty's saying, you got to win those. But you also have to try to find a way to beat the Rams and the Saints. Problem is, they're both on the road. Can they go into those buildings? New Orleans, tough. Rams, not so tough because, yes, they are starting to fill out that building out there, but it's not the same. You know the Eagles fans are going to take that building over. Come on. But that Rams team is pretty good. 610-632-0975. Josh in Northern Liberties joins us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good. Long-time listener, first time calling.
Thank you, thank you.
Good, good. So I'm just super, super excited. I believe that where it says, you know, it's a book, man. We finish off the first chapter, let that go. You know, guys, we're definitely in the second chapter now. Now is time to, you know, get on the A game, and that's it, and just get these games over with. But I tell you what, like, you know, we got our pros and cons. It's our ups and downs. You know, we're going to lose some, we're going to win some. Like you said, you know, let's go at it with a positive attitude. And I tell you, look, we got it right at the picket line. Soon as the time was running out, who are we going to pick up? Look, listen, we have them. And now we have Golden Tate going into the second chapter. I just think it's going to be great. I think, you know, with the confidence that Carson Wentz is bringing on in that last game that we played, I think, you know, it's looking beautiful. And just that, we just got to be patient. We got to be patient on the second chapter. Like, I tell you one thing. I believe that the Eagles have, and I tell you this because the Cowboys, the Redskins, listen, we just got to stay focused. Calm down. Relax. We're going to lose some. Stay focused. Golden Tate, Carson Wentz, everyone in the team is fired up. Second chapter. Okay.
Second half of the season. No doubt.
That's it, baby. It's that second chapter. We're going to take over the Cowboys. We're going to do them dirty. Okay. Like we always do. And just relax. It's looking beautiful. It's looking tasty. Let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy the ride, guys.
Well, let's see what happens. Listen, man, thanks for the call, Josh. And he's very confident. We're asking about how optimistic you are after seeing how things went in the NFC East this weekend. You see where he is. Very, very optimistic, feeling very good about the Cowboys game on Sunday at the Link and the rest of the NFC East. I mean, listen, losing Brandon Scherff is a big deal. Two other starters on your offensive line, that's a big deal. The run game has been pretty good for the Washington Redskins, where we've seen a revival of sorts with Adrian Peterson. Alex Smith, we know he likes to get the ball out pretty quick, so he's able to do exactly the same thing there with Washington as he did in Kansas City. You know, not... He's getting older, so it's not really the same thing. But being able to get after the quarterback, right? If you're Washington, being able to get after the quarterback, if you're looking at the defensive side, that's a big deal losing your starters like that. Big time. Big time. Benefits the Eagles if they can handle their own business. And I know people are like, can't worry about them. Let's worry about ourselves. Well, it's not like we aren't looking at the rest of the NFC East, especially when you're trailing in the division. Now we know, again, Dallas right now 5-3 after the loss. Yet on Sunday, Eagles 4-4. Dallas losing last night 3-5. New York 1-7. You're still going to pay attention. That's why we sit there and watch over the weekend and see what's going on. Put your feet up because you're off. You still pay attention. You need them to lose. You get in by any means necessary, and then you do your thing and handle your business. Are you a little more optimistic about the Eagles after watching the rest of the NFC East lose this weekend? Specifically, again, Washington and Dallas, because the New York Giants were off as well. 610-632-0975. Do you feel better about your birds since these teams lost? Dave in Somerton is back with us on the Fanatic. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Devon. Hey, I had a bad cell there.
That's all right, man. Thanks for calling back.
No problem. I wanted to just say, I think we're going to finish up about, 10-6 on the season, winning the NFC East. As far as the Cowboys game goes, I really believe it's going to be that November game in Philly, 8:30 on a Sunday night, and hopefully they come out in their midnight green and their black uniforms. And I really think they're going to take some frustration out from their 4-4 start. And I think it's going to be a blowout. I really do.
I think Dave will all be there for that. We'll all welcome a blowout over the Cowboys on Sunday night. Make it easy for us. You know what I mean? Get us in that comfortable spot where we can lay down and feel good about the Cowboys going down, the Eagles improving to 5-4 in the NFC East. I'll take it.
Yeah, same. And I really think, a 10-6 isn't a far stretch for us.
Well, wow, so you're talking 6-2 the rest of the way, huh?
Yeah, losing to maybe the Rams. You got the Texans, the Rams,
and the Saints.
And the Saints. I got them losing to the Rams and the Saints just because they're away. They may not. They may win 2 out of 3 of those games. I don't know.
All right, so you're looking at potentially 10-6 there, Dave. Thanks for the call. Maybe even a 9-7 record for the Birds. Going into the postseason, that might get it done. It could potentially get it done. We do know that Washington has the easiest schedule going forward. But yet again, if the Eagles handle their own business and not worry about them, which we will be watching because we are fans of football and of this division to see what exactly happens, they can do their thing. And hopefully Washington takes that step back with the loss of some key people on that offensive line. Then the Eagles are looking pretty. Again, are you a little more optimistic about the Eagles' chances after watching the rest of the NFC East lose over the weekend? Because I am. Before that Jacksonville game, the way they lost to Carolina, I had lost faith in the football team, and I was concerned. I really did not believe that going into that game against Jacksonville, traveling to London, how tough it is to adapt to the time change and all of that. Jacksonville, also a desperate football team at the time at 3-4, having been over to London, having been through all of that, where they are a little more accustomed to going over there and playing those games, that I thought it would bite the Eagles in the you-know-what. And it was a close game, we know, 24-18. A lot of things went the Eagles' way. Some other things, not so much. Josh Adams fumble, specifically, could have gone the other way. I didn't think he fumbled. I thought he was down by contact, but it's a bang-bang type of situation, and he needed basically his leg to hit the turf to be down before the ball came loose and Jacksonville picking it up. So little tiny things that have helped the Birds going forward. Little tiny things. And you need some of those. I understand that. But I just didn't have confidence after watching them lose to Carolina that they would be able to do something like they did. And then they go and add Golden Tate at the trade deadline. And I do feel better about the team adding that offensive player, the way that he can help this offense potentially. And then looking at Washington and Dallas and the way they played and the Giants, I'm not scared of those teams. I'm just not. The Eagles are not the same squad as they were a year ago. I get it, but it doesn't mean they can't find other ways to win. And now adding this offensive weapon in Golden Tate to the squad, maybe that helps things out by putting more points on the board. As we've talked about, they have not done that enough to help the defense out by putting a lot of points up to have that, I guess, cushion, if you will, for the defense going out there. Now, Jim Schwartz has to make those adjustments as well, where he's not going in prevent too much, and we're already relying on a lot of backups, so you're still at a little behind the curve, but adding that offensive weapon in Golden Tate, the ultimate weapon in Carson Wentz. Another week off for him to get better, heal up, and the rest of the squad as well. I just feel that much better by watching the rest of the NFC East look bad and the Eagles make having the addition of Golden Tate and everybody else resting up going into this game against the Dallas Cowboys. Do you feel a little more optimistic after this weekend? 610-632-0975. I'm not ignoring the Sixers. I see we have people that want to talk Sixers as well. I will do that. People are still upset about the Nets loss. And we're here to talk about it until 9 right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's Dallas week, and Birds fans worldwide are getting ready to give Dallas fans a 700-level style welcome. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno-revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Ryan, your music is as loud as a jet.
Dad, a jet can reach 140 decibels. These speakers are 97.
Oh, okay.
Teens will be teens, but one will be Jeopardy champ. The teen tournament starts Wednesday.
Tonight at 7 on 6ABC.
Your kids like letters.
LOL. BRB.
You like letters.
You get home ASAP, young lady.
Wheel of Fortune has letters.
L. 5L.
Wheel of Fortune. Something for everyone.
Tonight at 7:30 on 6ABC.
Guys, do you have broken or damaged glass around your home or business? Call Economy Glass and Mirror Repair. When it comes to residential and commercial glass install and repair, it must be the guys at Economy Glass. With locations in Downingtown, Pennsylvania, and now in Hamilton, New Jersey, they serve all of the Delaware Valley for replacement and repair of windows and sliding glass doors, patio windows, plexiglass, mirrors, shower doors, and more. For more info, call 610-269-3570. Online at economyglassandmirror.com.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
There's a time and a place for black and white. Like when you're learning to play piano. Or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing. From banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11-10-18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Getting knocked down on the football field makes you tough. But getting back up makes you tougher. At Goodyear, we call that determination. A willingness to put in more hours, more reps, and more heart to reach a bar that's sky high. Because the Goodyear blimp doesn't show up for just anybody. So don't be just anybody. Be blimp worthy. Goodyear. More driven.
Right now at the Home Depot, get up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a GE Appliances high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $428 each. Black Friday priced early. This is how to clean up for the holidays with Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra instant savings require a minimum purchase of 2 select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
The one and only pub, a Pennsauken landmark and family tradition for over 65 years. The pub will be open this Thanksgiving at noon. It's the same great menu as always, or try the turkey dinner. Like all entrees at the pub, it comes with their famous salad bar. Also, the pub restaurant has the best deal for you. For every $100 you spend on gift cards on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, the pub will give you 2 extra gift cards free, a $50 value. This will only last 2 days, so be sure to stop in the pub, your headquarters for holiday parties. 856-666 56440.
Let's go!
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Listen. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, it is 6:50, as we are so fresh and so clean here, Sam Fletcher and I, hanging out with you till 9 o'clock, 610-632-0975, Joe Torti in at 9 o'clock, carrying you until midnight. I'm sure he'll be talking some Eagles Cowboys stuff. And we're mixing in some Sixers conversation, too. I already got something on Twitter where Stacy was coming at me. And I love talking to Stacy on at Quiet Storm 12. She wants to talk some basketball. She's like, I'm still mad from that loss on Sunday to the Nets. And I understand, Stacy. We can mix some of that in as well. They play the Pacers tomorrow night right here on the Fanatic, 8 o'clock tip. I believe that's a nationally televised game, so... Another big one for the Sixers tomorrow, and Indiana playing some good basketball. They lost last night, I think they lost? Well, they're going to be coming out. They're going to be ready for the Sixers when they get there on Wednesday. 610-632-0975. Are you a little more optimistic about the Eagles after watching the NFC East this weekend? 2 losses by the Cowboys and Washington, and specifically with Washington being in front of the division at 5-2, losing, making them 5-3. The Eagles 4-4 right behind. The Cowboys 3-5 now. You host them on Sunday at the Link, Sunday Night Football. Good opportunity for this team to pick up the pace, get things going, get back into being the, listen, just being the best team in the NFC East. We don't have to be cute with words and all kinds of stuff. Just be the best team in the NFC East and host that playoff game, win this division. 610-632-0975. And if you do have whatever Sixers questions you have, throw them out there. We already talked about Ben Simmons. We have two more callers who wants to talk about the Sixers as well and Eagles. So we'll get to them. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. We head back to the phone. Steve in Norristown has been waiting patiently on the Fanatic. Steve, thank you.
Hey, Devon, how you doing, man?
Good,
how
man. What's going on?
Good. Off the top, we got a great show every night. I don't get a chance to call. It's my first time, so it's a great show, though.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Yeah, but just real quick on the Eagles, I seen the season start, I figured they still had that Super Bowl high with a few games, and seen they did carry over some. But then I said the Eagles were kicking gear after the second half, and it seems like that may be setting up for just at the half. We got Golden Tate, few players back. I think we're going to be lining up for a nice run during the second half. But I still see us maybe losing one or two more in the second half. But I definitely see us getting the NFC East locked down. I definitely see us doing that. But as for the playoffs, I don't know what we're going to do in the playoffs, but I know we're definitely going to lock down the East.
Now, what specifically, you said you felt like they would make a nice run in the second half of the season. What specifically made you feel confident that they could make that type of run?
Carson is back. He had to get a few games under his legs. You know how you come back. He had to get that under his legs, first of all.
Sure.
And then a couple of players are coming back, playing confidence. Ertz is still consistent, saving him a couple of plays. But then you go make a trade, get Golden Tate here, who seems to be very happy and enthusiastic to be an Eagle now. So
true.
I'm just hyped about this weekend to put the just Dallas away, put it on them. But I'm looking past Dallas. I'm looking at the rest of this, the football league. I think we're going to do good. I don't know how good we're going to do in the playoffs, though.
No, and that's always hard to read because we don't even know that they make it. But you're absolutely right. Listen, man, thanks for the kind words. Really appreciate it. They have a tough road ahead of them with the schedule that they do currently have. Let's run the schedule real fast as we look at, of course, this Cowboy game, 8:20 NBC at the New Orleans Saints. Home for the Giants, home for the Washington football squad, at Dallas, at the Rams, home Texans, at Washington to close out the season. It's not easy. It's not easy. Very winnable with two Cowboys, one Giants, two Washington. You say, okay, you take those five and you're looking pretty good, right? Take the Cowboys, Giants, Cowboys again, Washington. All right, it's looking pretty good. That's five right there. Where do you mix in that next win? Is it going to be the Saints, the Rams, or the Texans? It's looking good for you. That's why I said I'm more optimistic about this team because the division is not very good as we watch. I'm not saying the Eagles are head and shoulders above the rest of these teams, but I feel more confident simply because I believe with the offensive weapons that the Eagles do possess, and we know them all, they have not clicked well enough in order for them to win more than the four games that they have, but they do boast a very good offense on paper, and we've seen these players perform and put up numbers. So why can't I believe that it can't happen after the adjustment that they make during the bye week? I believe it. And then watching the New York Giants all season, seeing what Washington is right now, especially after losing three of their starters on the offensive line, are you kidding me? Of course I feel better. Now the Eagles have to do their part. Tough ones, Rams, home for the Texans, at the Saints. Those are tough games. And I'm not ignoring how tough a division game can be. I just believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are better and well-positioned now to, again, with the next eight games remaining on the schedule, take care of business and win this division. 610-632-0975. Mary in Lansdowne joins us next on the Fanatic. Mary, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, hey, LaVon. It's good hearing your first-time call, long-time listener.
I appreciate that.
Listen, man, the Sixers, they just need to learn how to close out and listen. They're just not completing stuff. A lot of missed three pointers left out there. It's really disheartening sometimes to watch that.
No, it is. And we know the fundamental basketball style that Brett Brown wants to play. Defense, pace, and space. He's fine with firing up all those three-pointers. But when you look at the box score from over the weekend, Merritt, you say, hang on, 40 extra shots for the Brooklyn Nets over the Sixers? Are you serious?
Exactly.
That cannot happen.
No way. No way.
Cannot happen. That's unacceptable, man.
I you know, it was nauseating, actually, to watch the second half of that game. Too painful.
No.
I endured it, but...
No, I hear you, and it was tough. It was a tough game to watch. The turnovers all over the place. You had a 28 turnovers, something like that, and they gave up 39 points off of those turnovers. That's just unacceptable basketball. Brett Brown even pointed out how it was unacceptable overall. They tried to just go into New York thinking that since they were going into Brooklyn playing against a bad team that they can just walk on the floor and win after taking care of Detroit at home the afternoon before. You know what they did. They probably went up there, partied a little bit, got loose, went out there and underestimated the opponent, and they got their heads handed to them.
Exactly.
Well, hopefully it was a wake-up as they get ready to take on the Pacers. Mary, what do you have on the Eagles?
Yeah, well, the Eagles, you know, I feel as though it's a good acquisition of Golden Tate, but we still need to give Carson enough time in the pocket to get that ball to that wide out. You know what I mean? Because we don't have the time to get it to him. What used to say? That's what I look at.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So maybe they should bring out that new guy that new tackle they have in the locker room. That big guy from Australia.
Oh, you mean Maialata.
Yeah.
Everybody wants him to do something, man. Appreciate it, Mary. Listen, it's either having him be a running back or starting right now in week number 10 for your football team. I mean, I get it. I get the intrigue. You know, Tyrone is the biggest supporter of Maialata, and he pumps him up. And it's an exciting thing. I get it. The possibilities of what he could be after never playing a game and doing what he's doing, being a part of his football team, active, right? The guy is active. So I get that part. I certainly do. But I'm not ready to put him out there. I don't, I'm trying to win a division. I'm not saying you can't time to time throw a little wrinkle in there, make the defense think a little bit. Oh, they have Maialata lined up in the backfield. What are they going to do? That means they're going to run the football. Oh, no, they didn't. They just threw it to Alshon Jeffrey on the outside just a quick hit, quick out, just to throw it off. I get it. It is intriguing to try to figure out how you can use Maialata for this squad. I got that part, but no, I'm not ready to put him out there to block either, because he still has a ways to go. This is big boy football. Yes, he dresses. I know that. Not saying that they can potentially use him out there as an extra lineman when they go with the heavy package and, you know, some running play on the goal line, whatever it might be, trying to get a first down. I don't know, but I'm not putting him out there right now. I get why people like the idea of it. I'm not there like everybody else, though. I understand. I like intrigue. I like a little mystery here. I'm not doing it, though. 610-632-0975. Guess what, y'all? You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, taking your pulse and seeing if you are a little more optimistic about the Eagles after watching the rest of the NFC East over the weekend. Dallas losing, Washington now 5-3 in front of the Eagles. Eagles 4-4 behind them after the bye week. Dallas 3-5 after falling to the Titans last night. We all saw it. We all loved it. And it may have just increased your optimism about the Eagles' chances with these next 8 games, 5 total against your division, and 3 with the Texans at home, Saints and Rams on the road. You have to find a way to win all of your division games, plus 1 or possibly 2 of those 3, Rams, Saints on the road, Texans at home. The Eagles don't lose at home. Well, at least we thought they didn't. Minnesota and Carolina did beat them this season. That said, you still would have to believe the chances are very good against the Texans at home especially if the game means something and you're trying to lock down that playoff spot, winning the division, whatever it might be. Are you a little more optimistic about your football team after this weekend's games? 610-632-0975. And if you do, as we've had, mixed in a little Sixers conversation as well, you know we're always here for that. Bad loss at the hands of the Nets on Sunday. Back at it tomorrow in Indiana as they take on the Pacers after their tough loss last night. They're going to be looking to take down the Sixers as they host them tomorrow. 8 o'clock tip right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rajab in Bristol is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Rajab?
Hey, what's up, Devon?
What's going on?
Not much. Just listening and just thinking some things about Sunday's game. I have half confidence, and on the other half, don't really have that much confidence based on how we've been playing. But the fact is, I know that this is a good team, and I know what they're capable of, especially on offense. And adding Golden Tate to the mix, that definitely is making me a bit more optimistic. My main concern is the defense, specifically the secondary. Now, I know Tim Jernigan is back, so that definitely helps strengthen the offense, strengthen the defensive line, put some more pressure on Dak Prescott. So, I am, like I said, I'm sort of, kind of half and half, as far as my confidence level. But I definitely think we can definitely win the division because after the Redskins, they lost. And the Redskins could possibly lose again.
I mean, look at all those injuries to their offensive line, man.
Exactly, exactly. And you saw how the Bucks were down 35-7 to the Panthers, and they came all the way back. They were like within a touchdown, So I think they can beat the Redskins on Sunday. I really believe that,
Yeah, it's in Tampa, so hey.
Yeah, exactly. So depending if we win Sunday night, then that puts us tied for first place in the division. And, but like I said, I do have confidence in the team, but the way they've been playing has kind of caused that confidence to wane. Like, everybody's already counting us out against the Saints. But I believe that, anything's possible. The Saints.
Oh, of course. I mean, they won the title last year. Anything is possible.
Exactly.
I didn't see that coming.
Right. Especially if they come in, with a new sense of urgency, a new sense of energy, And if they come in if Doug Peterson comes in and coaches aggressively and keeps his foot on the pedal and not play conservative like he has been, which caused us to lose those games. If he comes in with that game plan and the team steps up and plays, honestly, they could beat the Saints. They could beat the Rams. Nobody thought we could beat the Rams last season, and look what happened, even after Carson got hurt. So anything's possible. But like I said, we'll know what the Philadelphia Eagles are in this game on Sunday.
Listen, Rajab, thanks for the call. May not necessarily know overall what they are, but it would be a good, as you said, barometer, just getting an idea of who they are with this football team going forward. And I can't ignore that at all. You're absolutely right in terms of just being able to gauge who they are specifically and what they could do going forward. And that's because we haven't seen Golden Tate with this team, and it's going to be interesting to see how he fits with them. You have to believe Doug Peterson and company were sitting there over this bye week saying, man, we can do this. Well, first of all, they did that before they made the trade, feeling confident that they can add a player like that and then just do some stuff, get creative. And as Rajab pointed out, not having Doug Peterson be ultra conservative, I think part of it is that he wasn't conservative, and from time to time he was throwing the football when he didn't need to. He needed to run the football. So the balance of which one he does, when it's the right time to do it, he hit on all things right last season. All things right, for the most part. And we've had our questions about him so far. So this is a good barometer. You're right, Rajab. Started the second half. Division team. Most hated. At home. Nighttime. Everybody's watching. How many times do we hear B. West, Trey Thomas, even Jason Avant during our pregame shows say, listen, we love being a primetime game because everybody's watching us. Let's go out there and put a show on. Hopefully they can do that against the Cowboys, open up that offense, show them their new toy, Golden Tate. 610-632-0975. Sean in Mount Vernon has been waiting patiently. Thanks for hanging on, Sean. You're on the Fanatic.
What's up, D-Bot?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there.
Just flipping the channel looking for some type of sports to watch. It's kind of a lame night, but I realized college basketball started.
College basketball is back, man. Nice little doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, so I just actually found that on the TV here on ESPN, so check that out. So my Sixers point was I'm really impressed with Shamet Landry. I mean, he's really kind of been this
nice find. Landry Shamet, 26th pick this past year. Nice find for them.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been, you know, I can't think of the word, but like that kind of diamond in the rough that they kind of picked out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Well, hopefully the earlier first round pick traded, he was drafted 16th by the Phoenix Suns, traded for the number 10 pick, Mikal Bridges. Hopefully he comes in, Zaire Smith, back from that foot injury and also can contribute something. He's a little behind the curve here by missing all this time training camp due to the injury. So we'll find out if he can give them something down the stretch as well.
All right. And Devon, let me get your opinion real quick on something.
Sure.
All right. So I had this conversation with Tyrone earlier today. So do you think if a person just becomes a fan of a sports team because they're a fan of a player, that makes them like a fraud or that they weren't raised properly by their parents?
Well, I mean, you can like, but you still have to have your hometown team, in my opinion. So let's just say I like Kevin Durant while he was with the Thunder, and I like the Thunder and want to see them win. If the Sixers aren't winning, I'm okay with that. But I know where my home base is, which is the Philadelphia 76ers. That's totally different.
Okay, but it's okay to root for other teams that aren't your own team.
I guess if you're talking about specifically are you talking about in the series, or are you just talking about overall throughout the season, like that's your favorite squad?
Like that's your favorite squad.
Over your home team, no.
No, okay.
I'm with Tyrone on that one. If you are, and this is where I have fun with my daughters, because I certainly, you know, from here, and I raised them to be a fan of the home teams, and they have to like whatever they like. So to the point, my one daughter, she was a big fan of Steph Curry. So she said, "I'm a Golden State Warriors fan." It's okay. You can like the Golden State Warriors. I like that brand of basketball. It's really fun, but not over the Sixers. Not when they play the Sixers. You can't do that. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Why? Because you represent where you're from, period. Bottom line. So we go back and forth on that. It's a nice little fun back and forth with my kid on how to root, who to root for. Yes, you can like some of those other. I'll buy you Kevin Durant sneakers if you want them. I'll buy you Steph Curry sneakers if you want them. But, you know, you root for home base. You root for home team. That's all it is. That's the rule. You're more than welcome to like Team X because of a player when they're playing the Washington Wizards. Sure. But that's not your favorite team over your hometown squad. That's the rule in my house. Bottom line. 610-632-0975. So that's always a nice back and forth, I'm sure, and not just my household, but in other homes as well, as to the way you root the fandom of especially how you raise your kids and tell them what they can and cannot do. And whether it's a son or a daughter, in my cases, I have three daughters, and they know what it is. Even though my middle daughter likes to go back and forth on with me on this kind of things, and it's basically a no-no. 610-632-0975. You root for home base, and that's just it. Are you a little more optimistic about the Eagles after watching the rest of the NFC East over the weekend during this bye week for the Birds, after adding Golden Tate, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars, just being able to sit home, get healthy, recoup, and again, add a player to your squad that could potentially help swing things for you in the division? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 9 here on The Fanatic.
Ungiven.
Give it up.
On 97.5, The Fanatic. Preparations are underway to reopen the old Veterans Stadium Jail at the Link, just in time for this Sunday night's matchup. Eagles, Cowboys. Eagles! This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Bagster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Did you know that 1 in 7 people will develop a substance disorder in their lifetime? Recovery Centers of America can help you or a loved one that needs help. Addiction is a disease, not just a lapse in judgment. Actually, addiction is a disease of the brain and it can be treated. So why do so many people act like it's something to be ashamed of? Recovery Centers of America wants to change the way we think about addiction. They want to bring it out in the open and get rid of the old stigma. Call them at 1-800-RECOVERY 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Recovery Centers of America, they treat addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity recovery centers with high-quality, evidence-based treatment. I've toured their grounds myself, and they're incredible. It takes great courage to accept help with your addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. Recovery Centers of America will even come pick you up when you call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. Don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone, that's okay. Visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com.
Hey, it's Jason for Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again, over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free. Buy 6, get 6 free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty, as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. Buy 4, get 4 free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5, The Fanatic, to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including 2 tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow
isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to switch to Citadel and experience the difference a trusted, locally owned financial institution can provide. Citadel, banking with one focus, you.
Hey, this is former Eagle Jason Avant inviting you to Launch Trampoline Park. We have ninja course, rock wall, laser tag, arcade, birthday parties, and much more. Start living the Launch life at Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford. Coming soon, Del Ran and Delaware. Visit us at LaunchDeptford.com.
Yo, we driving, yeah. We living our best life in my car smells. Fresh.
Yeah,
but we weren't always thriving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. Febreze car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep driving. Let's go.
Oh, boy, your car smells
Febreze
nice.
Car. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, we made it so
Febreze
nice.
Febreze car. Keep riding. Let's go. And now the world can say.
Breathe happy Febreze.
La, 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 la.
You finally found the woman of your dreams, and you're ready to pop the question. You want to find the perfect ring and the first place you go is the mall? What? I'll let you in on a little secret. Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey has the biggest selection of diamonds and settings in the area at the best prices. Family & Company will walk you through every step of the process with no pressure and make sure you walk out with a ring that she will love. Visit FamilyJewelers.com for more info. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's largest diamond destination.
Sports Talk for North Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
719, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti will be in at that time, carrying you until midnight. You want to join us? 610-632-0975. We're talking some birds and asking about your optimism after watching the NFC East lose. Washington and Dallas both falling. Giants off just like the Eagles. I feel a little better. I didn't feel that good after the Carolina loss. Obviously, going into the Jacksonville game, they were able to squeak that one out, get the W. But I feel better after watching those two teams perform over the weekend. Washington losing three starters on the offensive line. That really hurts them. So I just feel better. I feel better. Five games against a division opponent, three against very, very good teams. The Houston Texans, the Los Angeles Rams, and the New Orleans Saints. Both the Saints and Rams on the road. You take care of your division and you are in a good spot. Win at least one of those games of the three. Maybe you take them all. I don't know. But I do feel better, especially with the addition of Golden Tate now as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Where does your optimism now lie after this weekend? And also, Sixers conversation. We have plenty of people who still want to give their thoughts on what happened over the weekend, beating the Pistons on Saturday, losing badly to the Nets on Sunday, 28 turnovers. for the 76ers. Back at it tomorrow in Indiana against the Pacers team that lost last night, looking to pick up another win for themselves. Let's go to Damian in West Philly. No, pardon me, Damon in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Dame?
Hey, what's up, Divine? Thanks, man. How's it going, brother?
Oh, it's going well, man.
Good, cool. Yeah, so my optimism really hasn't swayed that much, being as though this is my philosophy when it comes to sports. I never count out the champ, right? And mm-hmm. we're the champions until that changes. So, sharing all that with the second half of the season, I'm looking forward to seeing Carson, not just because we got Golden Tate, but just because I think he's getting to a nice rhythm. And I expect him to take that to another gear. Also, what my concerns are the offensive line. Hopefully, they'll, because I know Lane won't be there for a few more weeks, so there's some adjustment up there. So that's my only concern. I'm excited. A couple callers back missing about Turnington returning. I think that's going to help the defense. But I think, Devon, what we need to do on Sunday, because this is Cowboy Week,
uh-huh.
this is a national game. You alluded to it prior to the break. We have to put the league on notice.
No doubt.
I'm talking about come out and just, like last year we were down 9-7. We put up 30 points on them in the second half. Like one of those games.
Yep.
At the crib. We have to.
Yep. Hang 38 on them.
And go from there.
Got to hang 38 on them. No question.
There you go. Now, as far as those Sixers, man, I think for me, I was looking forward to the Nets game because, I obviously been watching and I know that we were, 0-4 on the road. I said, this is a good opportunity to get your first road victory.
Yep.
Nice for the winning streak. And they just, these turnovers, Devon, I'm like, I'm just, they're so perplexing because, and I love, Zoo and Ala Abdunabi, like, they're not even contested. They're live ball turnovers. And this is a constant with them at times. And it's so frustrating. They're lazy with their passes. However,
they're very careless with the ball a lot of times. Very careless.
Yeah, man. And it's worrisome and tiresome. But I think that things are going to change. I know that Monty Williams is his first year taking over the defensive, position.
Actually, he's running the offense. Billy Lane is running the defense.
Okay. But I know, I forget the other guy's running the defense now, but because Lloyd left. So there's adjustments and changes, but I don't know, man. It's just so many people ready to get Brett fired, and it's not. It's more to it than that. I don't know.
The problem I have with Billy Lane's defense is switching on everything. You can't switch on everything when you don't have the personnel to switch on everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one question. Thanks for the call. If you had the right people out there, yes, Ben and Robert Covington, they can switch. But I don't want Dario and Markel Fultz switching. Dario is slow-footed as it is, so if he gets switched onto a guard, that's a problem. And if Markel Fultz gets switched onto a big forward who can say, all right, clear out, let me go down to the block and give this guy some work, we got a problem. You can't switch everything. It has to be what your personnel is. Their personnel does not say switch everything. 610-632-0975. Warren in Cherry Hill joins us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Warren.
Hey, everything.
Good to hear from you, man.
I gotta tell you, we don't talk basketball enough, so I'm going to ask you tonight. There's only one person. If you build, if you're the chef and the cook and the waiter, then there is nobody else but you. So nobody's going to make me believe how far behind this team is from where they were once they picked up, Ilyasova and Bellinelli. Too many people sit there and talk about the defense. The NBA is not a defensive league. Well, Brown's league is not a defensive. You want to run and gun and throw three-pointers up, you can pretend to play D. But I'm asking you, are they anywhere close to the depth that they had last year when they couldn't beat Boston?
No, because now when you talk about the shooting with against Boston, the shooting may have been there for Bellinelli.
That was a long timer, what I mean?
Sorry, again?
Just saying, I don't mean it like that. Let me ask something. Whatever they had to spend, they didn't get the big superstars they need, but let me ask something. Last year's roster with Bellinelli
and Ilyasova.
Bellinelli and Ilyasova. And say next year when they grab the Clay Thompson or somebody like that, aren't they a lot closer? They're so far away. Klay Thompson or just one real good guard. It's not. And I want one more thing, and I don't want to just make it a speech, but I'm a little tired of hearing generational when I hear Ben Simmons. Because at best right now, he's no better than an average NBA point guard. If you're going to have 4 turnovers a game when you and 10 assists, it's not good. And when you're going to historically shoot as bad and as seldom as he is, it's ridiculous. I'm just mad because of what they had, and now they've got to start over, and I don't think the Browns the guy. We already know. Let me ask something. Any chance you think Fultz turns into really anything this year? Come on.
This year, I would say not really, Warren. Thanks for the call. I still think he has a ways to go. And the fact that, if, as Brett Brown keeps pointing out, he's a point guard. So if he's a point guard and Ben Simmons is a point guard, then it's going to be really tough for this young player to really start to turn things around. Now, as a professional, you would hope that he can make that adjustment on the NBA level and still be effective enough where it's not a wash. But at some point, Warren, you might have to look into doing something else in terms of Markelle Fultz. I'm not giving up just yet, but it is kind of head-scratching right now where you're saying, I keep trying to put myself in the spot and saying this kid can play, and then this guy can't play. And then I hear from NBA people who say, yo, this guy cannot play. And I'm like, really? He can't play? You know what I mean. He can play, but he can't play, especially on this basketball team. So that's the scary part. Then you have his trainer, Drew Hanlon, putting out tweets saying that he's actually hurt. Now he has to answer that question. Brett Brown now has to come out and say, I wish Drew Hanlon did not say that. So it's just a mess, especially when you lose games. If you lose games, these types of things come out and you got a problem. 610-632-0975. On the Eagles front, are you a little more optimistic about the Birds after watching the rest of the NFC East this weekend, both Washington and Dallas losing, therefore putting the Eagles still in a very good spot to, with 5 games remaining against their division opponents, starting with this weekend, hosting the Dallas Cowboys, 8:30 at the Link on Sunday night. Are you a little more optimistic now after watching them and the Eagles adding Golden Tate, picking up the win against Jacksonville before the bye week? Now saying, you know what? All right, I'm good now. I feel better that this team can take this division, get that home game, hopefully go on a nice roll into the playoffs. Or are you saying, you know what, doesn't make a difference. I don't care what Washington and Dallas did. I need to see more from the Birds myself. And on the Sixers, the weekend, split it 1-1. At home against Detroit, 1 o'clock tip. They win that one. At Brooklyn the next night, they get smashed. 122-97. 28 turnovers, 5 apiece from Covington, Embiid, Simmons, Mike Muscala. He added 4. Why not? For good measure, just, you know, the backup power forward center, just give him 4 turnovers too. So it wasn't their night. It wasn't their night against Brooklyn. Maybe they had too much fun in New York. Quite possibly. So we're talking about them as well and the frustration with the squad. You just heard Warren. He's still ticked off. Doesn't like Coach Brown. Wondering if Markelle Fultz is going to be a player this year. Not overall, this year. I think it's hard for any of us at this point to say who Markelle Fultz is. We don't know. He doesn't know. 610-632-0975. Joe in South Philly joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm blessed. I was watching the Dallas Cowboys game.
Sure.
On Sunday.
Monday night.
And I believe all the Eagles, our coach got them together and studied that game. And bringing Golden Tate into our lineup, I believe once Carson Wentz gets that arson with his arm and moving the way he moves, and bringing them Dallas Cowboys into South Philly, into the Lincoln Field, welcoming to the Eagles' nest, I predict that the Eagles are going to put it on them. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. And we got to keep our defense, pressure, Prescott, and stop.
Elliott
with our Kerrigan back. And
Not yet. He's not back yet, but he's practicing.
Well, he's practicing, but you know what? I believe everybody predicted we couldn't go to the Super Bowl, I told my son, sitting right next to me, I said, Ron, our coach kept Foles for a reason. Everybody, he was ready to leave. He wind up bringing us the Super Bowl and the MVP of all things. Now, he stayed with us. I told my son, he's going to be the highest paid backup quarterback, and then he's going to leave after Carson gets the ring and be the MVP in this Super Bowl coming up.
Oh, man, that would be beautiful, Joe. Hopefully, you know, if they can get back-to-back Super Bowls, thanks so much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. They can wind up doing that. None of us really would predict anything like that. It would be just a fantastic run, a two-year stretch for the Birds doing what they're doing. I think it's going to be tough, really tough, for them to duplicate what they did a season ago. But it starts this weekend to see where they really get things going for themselves and put themselves back into a position to be in that place. You have to win the division first. Right now, you're still trailing the Washington football squad. Washington 5-3, Birds 4-4. They host the Cowboys Sunday night at the Link. 610-632-0975. I do want to tell you guys about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. The Fanatic Deal of the Week saves you money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pensauken for just $25. This exclusive offer from the Fanatics Deal of the Week is available through Sunday, November 11th, or while supplies last. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Real easy. Just go right there, 975thefanatic.com. Save yourself $25 and get this great gift certificate to the pub in Pensauken, okay? Cool. 610-632-0975. We run it back to the phones, and we go to Adam in Vineland next on the Fanatic. Adam, how you doing?
Devon, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Not much. Couple things real quick. I'm not a Philly fan or anything, but I do watch them since I just moved to the area, so I watch all the local teams. I'm a diehard sports fan, so I think...
New York?
Yes, sir.
I got it.
But even though I'm from New York, I'm not all New York. I'm going to get to that in a second real quick. I know I got time restricted here.
Sure. No, you're good.
First, the Sixers, that's my favorite sport, and I like watching them. They were great last year, but I think Sixers fans need to resign to the fact that it's not going to happen this year. They just don't have the shooters. They don't. Redick is great shooter and all that, but he's getting old. He wasn't fast to begin with. It's just not happening. They don't got shooters. They just don't. And in this day and age, in this sport, you definitely need shooters.
Now, they did maybe make a mistake by not at least bringing one of those two back, probably Bellinelli instead of Ilyasova, because he got 3 years, $21 million from Milwaukee, while Bellinelli, I think he got a 1 or 2 year deal. But either way, Bellinelli went off at like 12.01 on free agency, so it was kind of tough. But with that said, while you lose the shooting, remember, Adam, in the playoffs, they were awful against the Boston Celtics, and not even that great against the Miami Heat, because defensively they were liabilities. So it's a give and take. So if you do have those shooters, you have to make sure you also have that defensive presence when it's time to make those defensive substitutions for one another.
Very true. Very true. But I want to get to it, because I know I don't got a lot of time. I wanted to get to my main point. You were talking about a couple callers ago, the gentleman at the end of his call were talking about how he had a discussion with his friend about rooting for a team that, you know, you're not from that area.
Yeah.
So I was born in New York City, but I've lived a lot of places. My mom moved us a lot of places. I didn't have a father growing up. Never had one, not even a stepfather. So I ended up liking the football team. For the first game I ever watched was the 1987 NFC Championship between the Redskins and the Vikings. So I just grew up, I just started liking the Vikings. I don't know why. I just started liking them right then and there, and I've been following them. I've been to about 30 games my whole life. I watch them all the time. So you mean to tell me that's a violation?
No, see, you know how it is. It's certain situations where you're like, okay, I understand there. If you're moving around a lot and you're in a different spot, and let's say you're in Minnesota or wherever you were, and you decide to start watching the Minnesota Vikings and like that squad, I can't get mad at that, because you see a lot of that with military families as well. Adam, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Where you're moving from place to place to place to place, and you never really have a home base, like we just said. And what else do you have? I mean, at some point, you're going to lock in on somebody. You watch a team. Oh, I like that squad. That's pretty cool. I like this, or, you know, whatever. It's not necessarily the uniforms. It's the style of play or that player, and you lock in. I can't be mad at that. I can't be mad at that. You're on the move. Adam said he was on the move a lot. And then he didn't have his dad, who had that sports team, to kind of just throw it at him and say, hey, this is who we are. This is what it's all about. This is what you do. On and on and on. I'm okay with that. There are certain situations where you know how that goes. But if you are based in your city, Philadelphia, and you start to like the Dallas Cowboys, you're weak. You're a fraud. It's just simple. Steve in Roxborough is next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Steve?
Young point tip.
All the time, man.
All right. Okay. You remembered. Okay. All right. how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored, my brother. I look it, but I just thank him for every day. He wakes me up every day.
No doubt, man.
Now, I'm actually sitting right in front of my polling place right now. I want to talk to you, so I'm about to go in there to vote in just a second. So I'm about to handle that.
All right. Do your thing so you can get in there and handle your business.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know I'm from the Bay. So,
absolutely.
It's been tough as a Raider fan watching this year. We won't even discuss last Thursday's game.
Man, listen.
Hey, look.
Yeah, let's just say this. Man, listen. With that squad, just leave it there.
Hey, look. Can we send Goon back to ESPN?
Oh, my goodness.
Can we do that?
Man, he ruined it right from the start.
Oh, man.
Khalil Mack.
But, hey, it is. Well, no, it was U.S. before Khalil Mack.
I know.
We won't get into that. But I've lived here now for 14 years, and since the A's began playing right around the corner from where I live in North Philly, and obviously the Warriors started here, too, just that I'm here in Philadelphia now. But I keep it with the teams. My granddaughter's an Eagles fan, so, you know, I will watch the game, even though I may not be an Eagles fan. But looking at that team up and down all year, Sunday is how, what'd you say, handle business?
Handle your business.
I need to handle business Sunday. Okay, handle business Sunday. Now, I understand the disdain between the Eagles and the Cowboy fans. I get all that. I've lived long enough to understand that.
Uh-huh.
So this is time to just forget about all that. Just, as Al Davis, what do you say? Just win, baby.
Just win.
Don't handle business and put Dallas out of their misery. Now, obviously, you know, I'm a Warriors fan, so, but I'm gonna switch to the East for a second. The Sixers, I don't know. I mean, I see this team, and I see Embiid have gotten better. Simmons, I still don't know yet. I mean, he still doesn't have a mid-range jumper. He's shooting better from the free throw line. I would give him that part. But
that's key for me, man. I need him to be able to knock down 70% of his free throws and not 56.
Well, he's shooting about 65%. Right,
I'm okay.
Now,
so, season's not over. So, I'm okay with that.
And you know, he played what? Nine? Played 11 games.
He's played 10 of them.
But I'm gonna tell you something. The Sixers right now would be in the middle of the pack right now, but they need to start winning road games. You can't get beat by Brooklyn by 25 points and have 28 turnovers.
No, you cannot, man. That's a no-no, Steve. Thanks for the call. You cannot lose to that squad like that over the weekend. Just unacceptable play by the Sixers in Brooklyn, 122-97. Terrible, terrible. Danny in Delaware is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Pretty good. I know we talk all the time. We talk different trades. I'd be on the phone with Washington.
Bradley Beal?
Now, Bradley Beal, obviously, but excuse me, something in my throat. But if not him, I seen Porter for expiring contracts.
No, Porter has a new contract, so that's going to be a long-term deal.
No, I'm saying he's locked up for the next 3 years, but if
yes.
If they wanted to free up salary, like Wilson Chandler,
Bayless,
maybe a couple of draft picks. Uh-huh. I mean, I think he's a good player. He's a 3-and-D. He could probably play the 3 or the 4. Then you're able to keep everyone else for maybe a future deal if you just give up that.
Well, Otto Porter coming in, that means you're probably going to have to give up Robert Covington because his contract is still fresh as well. And I don't know if we're talking salary reduction there, Danny, that they're going to want to take Robert Covington and his deal back.
One, do you think, now in your honest opinion, do you think, I mean, they're going to wait it out to the summer, or do you think they're going to be active at the deadline?
I think they'll be active at the deadline. I think they'll also look for the same way that they did a season ago with Bellinelli and Ilyasova, where they acquired them via the waiver period after the trade deadline. I think they'll be active, no question, because they don't have enough shooting, and they're going to recognize, or they already probably recognize, Danny, that they need it.
You think Porter would be a good fit? I mean, I think he would fit.
Yeah, you're just going to have to give up Covington, and I just don't know, unless you get a third team involved, that Washington is going to take that money back if they're giving up Otto Porter to take, as you pointed out, to relieve some of that salary cap hell on their books.
Yeah, I mean, Bradley Beal would be ideal, but I don't see us having.
Yeah, the only thing with Bradley Beal, Dan, as all this conversation and stuff has really gotten underway, you know what I heard from a couple of people around the league that are very familiar with Washington? Not very well liked in that locker room. So I wonder, thanks for the call, man. I wonder what that means if the rest of the league already knows that, how that, if you want to bring that type of, that's the same thing with Jimmy Butler. You want to bring that type of, I guess, attitude into your locker room with these guys who may already be, you know, a little laid back too much for you. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's what I hear. He would fit. No question about it. The skill set is there. He would certainly fit with what they do. I like Bradley Beal. 3 years, 81 and some change left, $81 million left on his deal. But I have heard that he's not very well liked in that locker room. Now, John Wall's not very well liked either and stuff like that. So it could just be the locker room. I don't know. But it seems as if Bradley Beal has become all-star Bradley Beal and has gotten to his head. So I've heard. 610-632-0975. Eagles and Sixers on the table. We've been rolling since 6. We continue on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic. The last time the Dallas Cowboys won the Super Bowl, Ben Simmons wasn't even one. Carson Wentz was 3. And Markelle Fultz wasn't born yet. Hey, Cowboys fans, it's not 1996 anymore. It's Dallas Week, and we're talking Eagles football
on Philadelphia's football station.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Time is running out. We're just days away from that rain on your roof becoming ice, snow, sleet, and or slush on the roof. If your roof is not up to the task, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. Get a new replacement roof for 50% off, plus get 0-0-0. Zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for a year. Let's face it, after one of the wettest seasons we've ever seen, this winter threatens to be one of the worst. Every bit of moisture that leaks into your home is doing potentially costly damage. But you can prevent that by calling Roofing Nation now, before it's too late. Take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus zero down, zero payment, and 0% interest for a year. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line replacement roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more. Plus, as an added bonus, be one of the first 75 orders and get free gutter guards. A $1,500 value keeps debris out and keeps your gutters from getting clogged. Get this incredible replacement Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off, plus 0-0-0, and free gutter guards. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and two Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd. Phil passes and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
And participating McDonald's for a limited time.
This is Trey Thomas for Golden Nugget Jewelers. Are you in the market for an engagement ring? Purchase your ring from Golden Nugget Jewelers from now until Thanksgiving for your chance to win two tickets to the Birds game on December 3rd against Washington. The winner will also receive a Philadelphia Eagles prize pack. Golden Nugget Jewelers, located at 800 Chestnut Street in Philly, is family-owned for over 30 years and a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Flyers, and the Sixers.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to win a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas on December 9th? Come out to the Fanatics pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino this Sunday for your chance to win. Watch the game on a 10-foot big screen with $1 dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Light buckets, and there will be plenty of free parking. Go to 975thefanatic.com for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Right now, the Home Depot has up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a stainless steel Samsung gas range for just $598. A Black Friday price, early. Take on the biggest family meals with room for dessert. Want to get Black Friday savings on appliances? This is how. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Instant savings require minimum purchase of two select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to enter to win a Bud Light game day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cooled Bud Light for football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly. Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Don't stand up!
It is 7:50 here on a Tuesday night, 97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens, with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti in at that point, 9 to midnight, Joe will be back at it tomorrow here as well, 6 o'clock to midnight, doing the pre-Sixers stuff. 8 o'clock tip in Indiana to take on the Pacers in Indianapolis. And then you do the wraparound. We go in the post after the game right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So we're talking Eagles and Sixers throughout the duration of the show. We continue that right now. 610-632-0975. Are you a little more optimistic about the Birds after watching the NFC East fall this weekend? Washington and Dallas both losing. Makes me feel a little more comfortable about the Eagles knowing that they've added Golden Tate. The losses of three starters on the offensive line led by Brandon Scherff for the Washington football team. That's a good thing for the Eagles. You never wish injury, but listen, it happened. The Eagles have their own injuries. So right now you're looking at Rodney McLeod out for the season, Derek Barnett, no Jay Ajayi. It happens to every team. But I believe the Eagles have enough weapons offensively to now, in the second half of the season, put up some points now with the addition of Golden Tate. I do. I just do. Feel that way. 610-632-0975. Do you feel that way? Are you a little more optimistic like I am? And also on the Sixers, a lot of people just wanted to call in and still talk about what happened over the weekend. Losing to the Nets 122-97, a 25-point defeat. Turning the ball over 28 times. Giving up 39 points off of those turnovers. It just cannot happen. It cannot happen. And they are back again tomorrow against the Indiana Pacers, who are very good. And it's going to be a tough opponent. It's going to be a tough game. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. So we're talking about both. And again, we're here until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti in at that time. Let's go to Dallas and Brendan on 97.5. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Thank you.
Good. I just want to talk a little bit of Sixers, a little bit of Eagles. First, Sixers. I think we're doing okay, man. It's still early on in the season. It's kind of hard to gauge how well we're going to do like later on. People jumping on Ben Simmons. If he develops a shot, man, I think he's still comparable to LeBron. I'm not saying he's going to be LeBron anytime soon, but I think he's got a shot. Over to the Birds. Same type of deal. Everybody wants to jump on Doug Peterson and Eagles because we're doing poorly. Everybody was jumping on him, Nick Foles last year, and then everybody wants to ride the wave, wants to win the Super Bowl. I think if you guys want to jump on now or hop on board when it's it's like a typical like fair weather fan, in my opinion. But I think we do got a better shot now that we see who Dallas is. We saw that from the jump, but with these three Redskins players going down, those are key players for them. I think we got a real chance now.
Oh, I do, man. And again, you never wish injury on anybody, but it's a big deal, Brendan. I mean, look at the losses that they have with three offensive linemen, starters. That's a bad thing.
Exactly. And I'm, like I said, Philadelphia fan down here in Dallas. I moved here about 2 years ago. From the friends that I made, all my buddies here, I'll say this about the dude that called in a couple calls ago about being a fan of, like, your home team, hometown team. A lot of Dallas fans down here, they're not fans of people that aren't from Dallas that are Dallas fans. They think they're bandwagon. So I don't know whoever Dallas
fans. So they're not down with that, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
They're not down with that. Thanks for the call. I understand, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't welcome those people. You're out. You're not from Dallas in Philadelphia rooting for the Eagles. No. 610-632-0975. Ron in South Philly wants to talk Birds as well here on the Fanatic. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's up with you?
Nothing much, man. Can't complain. The Dallas lost on Monday and the Redskins lost on Sunday, so that makes it better.
Yeah, man, that's why I said, asking the question, optimistic a little bit after watching the NFC East, and you got your feet up by week, you feel a little better.
Oh, definitely, man. We're all well-rested, and we're ready to take on Cowboys, and we got to bring it on, and just the defense is going to shut them down, and Carson Wentz, I got it all predicted out. It's going to be 52-6.
And, 52-6. Whoa.
We're going to blow them out. Yes, sir.
Whoa. That'll make it easy for a lot of people. 52-6. I'm down with that one.
Definitely, man. But Golden Tate, that's the golden ticket right there, man. Definitely is.
I'll take it. No, definitely. No doubt, man. I mean, listen, 52-6 is a lot, but if they are able to come out, I just want to see them put up 30-6. Hey. I'll take 30-6, but you're talking 52-6 is lighting things up on Sunday Night Football, making a statement.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, Carson Wentz, he's going to let it out, and you got all your good receivers, Jeffries, you got Golden Tate. Oh, man. They're going to put it on them.
Well, if they are able to do that, Ron, thanks for the call, man. I was, again, 30-6 is good enough for me. You're talking 50, you're hanging 52 on them. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big time statement. Can they build off of that? Yeah, I don't know, but that's a lot of points. Okay. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Matt in Fairmount next on the Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I think I'll take, Dallas in 46.
No question, man. 52-6.
Well, I hope he's right.
I do too.
It's just a couple of Sixers points. I understand why people, you know, are upset that they didn't bring back Bellinelli and Ilyasova, but you know, like, you have to remember those guys, like, they were temporary fixes. And, you know, like you said, in the playoff series, like, they couldn't even get a shot off.
It was tough, man. It was definitely tough.
And, like, I think in the regular season, those guys, they're getting clean looks, but, like, when the defensive intensity turns up, like, they're not going to be getting those same shots. I think the thing that the team is missing really more so is athletes. I think they don't have many athletes. They have Ben and Joel, and then the rest of the guys really aren't, you know, they're not guys who can defend multiple positions. Like, they're just, you know, Redick is running around screens the whole time, but he's not going to be able to get his own shot.
No, he can't get his own shot. He relies on those screens, those pin downs, running around all of those types of screens, man. I mean, he's very good at it. He's great at it. I love watching, one of my favorite players to watch, sure, on his team, but sure, it is a hard thing to do.
And, you know, as far as Markelle Fultz goes, I agree with you. You know, we really don't know. But my gut tells me there's really no coming back from the yips. And I think that's what it was. It was the yips.
I agree. I think so, too. No, I mean, listen, if we're being fair, I think it was the same thing as you.
I hope we're wrong, but, we'll see what happens.
Listen, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I hope we're wrong, too. But based on what we've seen thus far, it's hard to think the other way. They have no idea really how things are going to play out for him. They're trying him in this spot right now with Ben Simmons alongside of him. It has not really worked yet. Brett Brown has again already pointed out how they're both point guards and they both need the basketball. So what are you to do? You have to find a way to try to mix things up. And that's why, well, we know Ben starts with the ball in his hands and Fultz is off the ball. And then from time to time, he'll allow Fultz to initiate the offense with Ben really just running a lot of stuff on the baseline, trying to get him matched up deep in the post, right at the rim where they're forced to foul him. And that's pretty much it. Get him maybe a couple of post touches on the block, let him do what he does with his little baby hook, jump baby hook, whatever it might be. But that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. So the fact that neither one of them shoot very well, that's concerning, of course. And how are you going to be able to do this with these guys going forward? You just have no idea. You have no idea. They're too it just seems too easy, right? They're too talented. Yes, you can say they can't shoot. How are they going to work? Yeah, but they're super talented. How are they not working? But for some reason right now, it's not working. Markelle Fultz not shooting. the awful three-pointer that he put up against Brooklyn the other night. It was terrible. Terrible. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, as we talk Eagles and Sixers. And right now, while we focus on the Sixers a little more, just afraid of what this team could be. Seriously. Just afraid of what this team could be, which is not good. They don't have the shooting. But they can't lose to the Nets. And you can't go 0-4 on the road like that, especially with the Nets. And now you have a tough game against Indiana, who just lost. They're going to want to beat the brains out of you, too, tomorrow night here on The Fanatic. You should listen, though. 610-632-0975. Joey in South Philly keeps it going on The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, my man? What's going on?
Not a lot, man. What's up with you?
I want to talk a little Sixers.
Let's have it.
So my thing with the team is, whose team is this?
Joel?
Like they don't have an identity. What is it?
That's Joel's team right now.
Well, it's Joel's team because of how he's playing. So the offense runs through Joel, which I get that. But what about the rest of the team? Like this is a coaching problem. Like, this team's not playing well because you have Embiid scoring and balling out. And then it's like, who do you turn to? There's no one to turn to.
Well, first of all, when you look at what happened this Nets game, Joel Embiid only getting 8 shots is unacceptable. You can't, after having the afternoon that he had against the Pistons, where he put up 39, 41, whatever it was, and he just dominated Andre Drummond. I mean, come on, man. You can't then only give him 8 shots against the Brooklyn Nets. Jared Allen is not that good. That's the team. That's their problem. That's their fault.
Right, well, that's Embiid's fault for only shooting 8 times.
No, it's not. It's their fault for not. They turn the ball over.
Well, of course they turn the ball over, but ultimately
you gotta be able to post feed. You gotta be able to feed the big man in the post. They couldn't.
Well, that brings me to my next point. Oh, who's your point guard?
Ben is the point guard. Ben is the point guard.
Ben is the point. Yeah, Ben is the point guard until Fultz is in. And then Fultz wants to be the point guard, and if he's not, he doesn't play well. So it's like a bad situation.
Well, it's a bad situation. Yes, it is, because we cannot figure out what's going on with this team. Joey, thanks for the call. I mean, listen, it's not that confusing, because you have guys who don't shoot. They turn the ball over too much. You don't have others who can create outside of Fultz, Simmons, and of course Embiid with his creation from on the block, but you have to get more than just a shot creation from Markelle Fultz. You see him from time to time with those spurts where he's able to kick things up a little bit into high gear, get out in transition, make things happen for the team. But for the most part, I mean, this team, as you said, where's the identity? The identity is Joel Embiid is the star of this team. And Ben Simmons is a star. We know that. I'm not saying that he isn't. My point is, they have to find a way overall to get all of these guys going. Defensively, it's hurting them really bad. These switching all the time just does not work. You can't switch everything with the personnel you have. Spank and Cobb's Creek, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? Devon, you know what? It just, when they lose, it just look bad. Like, they just look like they don't know what they're doing out there. They don't have no type of, like, identity on this team. And I don't understand why they just didn't go get Crawford. I thought bringing in Jamal Crawford would have been a good look for them. He still can play. He can still, at his age, he can still get you buckets. He ain't afraid in crunch time. That's what they need. They don't have enough, and it just looked bad. And Brett Brown was right. They paper champions. They're not ready for the big stage. Not the way they look right now. And I think Indiana going to smash them tomorrow.
It's possible.
And that's going to be bad for their psyche, because at this point, do Elton say to himself right now, I got to go in and make a move and figure out something right now in desperation mode? Because if it keep on going the way it's going right now, especially with all them turnovers, and listen, Ben is going to be okay. He's still learning the game.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be all fine. The problem is that Saric is killing them right now. Saric is killing them. He's not giving them nothing. And if playing over and with his national team is killing him right now. Some point, somebody got to go to him and tell him maybe he can't do that. Or he got to come back in better shape because he just looked tired. He missing bunnies. It's just, it's frustrating to see them go from where they was last year to where they is right now. I mean, I had a little bit better high hopes, even if they didn't go get somebody big. I thought they'd be able to compete a little bit better than they are. And it don't look good, man. It just don't.
No, it doesn't look good, Spank, man. I mean, and you're right with the identity. It is Joel Embiid, but the other stuff, the shooters, the lack of it, Jamal Crawford, I hear you. I don't know. I mean, yes, can he get his own shot? Yeah, he can still fill it up. But maybe you're right. After looking at it, hindsight 2020, maybe that was something that they just needed. Something on the team. Somebody who can do that, who's not afraid to do it. For the most part, he's not afraid to do it.
I love Shamit right now. I love the fact that maybe he will be something later down the line. But at least I like the fact that he's coming in firing. I just like that part. But they got to get somebody else on this team that's going to make buckets for them. Because if they don't, going into that stretch, man, it's going to be bad, man. It's going to be real bad.
No, it's going to be a tough stretch, man. Good to hear from you as always, man. 610-632-0975. It could be bad. It could be ugly for them. I agree with you. It could very well do that. No question about it, man. No question about it. And you hope that is not the case. Because so many high hopes for this basketball team, so many high hopes that they can come out there, be a top three team in the Eastern Conference, get some things going, get some things running for this team, keep the enthusiasm going overall for this basketball team. And unfortunately, that just has not been the case. Just has not been the case overall. And it's tough. Now, it's only 11 games in, and it's not super panic mode, but you have to evaluate as things happen. And as things have happened, they have not happened well. So our evaluation is they have not played very well, and they need to be better. 610-632-0975. Tough game against Indiana tomorrow in Indianapolis. Mo in West Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Mo?
What's going on, Devon? How you been, man?
Good, man. What's up, boy?
Well, the Eagles, I feel just like you. I think that they really have not played that bad. They haven't, been, super tight like last year, but they really have not played that bad. That's why I'm not worried about them. I think they're still going to win the division. And I don't think that watching the Rams in the Saints game, though they both can really score a lot of points, I still don't think that they're that great. So I think that they still have time. The Eagles still have time to turn this thing around and take another run.
Well, I think so too, man. I think that, again, just looking at what happened this weekend with the rest of the NFC East, this is probably who they are. And if the Eagles can turn things around and get to who we think they are, then they have a good shot to make that run and win this division. Five games specifically. You win these five games against your division opponent, you handle your own business.
Yeah, I agree. Now, in terms of the Sixers, mistake after mistake, starting from after that Boston series. I'm not a big fan of Brett Brown. Not in terms of, I think he's a good motivator, but the X and O's, I just think, are not there. So, but he's still here. They didn't draft your cousin.
They drafted him, but they traded him.
Can't go back and change that. They didn't back the truck up for Kawhi Leonard, so didn't get him. I mean, and you see what he's doing in Toronto. He basically change that whole franchise's image. So
yeah, they're playing well, man.
But in terms of like right now, what they can do, heading forward, I think you look at the positives. Shamit, he can play. You try to get Ben just to understand that even though we're not that far into the season, it is critical that you at least shoot a little bit. I don't know what he's going to have to do in practice, but he's going to have to shoot to open things up just a little bit more. But Shamit would definitely play a lot more. I can't believe they're going to, Korkmaz is probably on his way out. So I was hoping Korkmaz would have got some time this year. But I think that maybe get the shooters more involved in the lineup. And like you said, just try to cut down on the turnovers. That's all practice. So, and we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens for them. But I think that they're going to almost kind of be stuck in that fifth slot in terms of their the only thing that I think they could do right now is maybe take a run at Jimmy Butler. I don't know if we have what they want, you know, but maybe offer, you know, a collection of players and picks for Jimmy Butler. And I think then that way you could solidify yourself in the top four in the East.
Yeah, well, listen, man, they got a lot of work to do. Thanks for the call. And it's gonna be tough. Landry Shamet, nice player so far. Like what he's been able to do. He's done some nice things. You know, can he hold up? That's the question. Yeah, maybe you're asking yourself too much of Landry Shamet to be Bellinelli a type player. I don't know. Rookies have shown some good things. As I watched something on Twitter with Miles Bridges dunking on somebody really bad, and it was really, really bad. So I think it was Dwayne Dedmon. Yeah, Dwayne Dedmon just got dunked on by Miles Bridges. Not Mikal, Miles. 610-632-0975. A lot of Sixers talk now. We're talking Birds and your confidence level after the weekend and how optimistic you are after watching the NFC East this weekend. Of course, the addition of Golden Tate to the Birds and where you are. And then it really got into a lot of Sixers talk. And I understand. I certainly understand. You get into a lot of Sixers talk and where they are after this loss this weekend to the hands of the Brooklyn Nets, which was unnecessary. 28 turnovers, 39 points off of those turnovers, and 40 more shot attempts from Brooklyn than Philadelphia. Cannot happen. 610-632-0975. We keep it going on the other side right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. Preparations are underway to reopen the old Veterans Stadium Jail at the Link, just in time for this Sunday night's matchup. Eagles, Cowboys. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said...
When we donate 1 million pairs of socks... I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
The Birds were handed a gift last Sunday during their bye week when Atlanta took down Washington. They now stand just a game back behind the NFC East lead with 5 divisional matchups coming up in their next 8 games to close the season. The rest of the group and newly acquired wide receiver Golden Tate gear up to take on Dallas on Sunday Night Football.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
When you're a winner, people expect a lot from you. That's true every time our team steps onto the field. We expect a win. That's also true when our lawyers fight for our clients. Philadelphians expect a lot from my firm, and they get it. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. For over 49 years, I've been fighting for and winning for injured people. My team has won billions for them. Let us win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for Season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old-school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DO at 215-379-0444.
It's too cold. Is the heater on?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too hot.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on, Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning.
I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
This Veterans Day, 97.5 The Fanatic wants to thank and salute our veterans for their great service to our great country. Veterans Day on The Fanatic is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. French Creek Outfitters is your home for firearms, archery, camping, fishing, outdoor clothes, and footwear. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year on all your favorite outdoor gear. French Creek Outfitters, located at 270 Schuylkill Road in Phoenixville. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com.
Want to win a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas on December 9th? Come out to the Fanatic's pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino this Sunday for your chance to win. Watch the game on a 10-foot big screen with dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and there will be plenty of free parking. Go to 975thefanatic.com for details.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you want to earn more on your savings with a guaranteed rate? Citadel's High Yield Savings Account offers a 2% annual percentage yield guaranteed for 12 months. With Citadel's High Yield Savings Account, you can also access your money if you need it. So what are you waiting for? Earn more with a guaranteed APY of 2% for 12 months with Citadel's High Yield Savings. Visit citadelbanking.com/high yield for more information. Citadel, banking with one focus, you. $10,000 minimum opening deposit. Average daily balance requirement of $10,000 to earn APY. New money only.
Sports Talk for West Philly.
97.5, The Fanatic.
We need to get a little more specific for that. I like the West Philly part, but I keep saying, you gotta say Winfield. That's where I'm from. You gotta talk to the people. Make sure they put that in there. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. 610-632-0975. Let's keep it rolling. Got a lot of people want to talk about the Sixers. How about that? All Eagles mixed in some Sixers, and they're taking over. ABD in Upper Darby is on the Fanatic. What's going on?
Devon, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
Good, man, good. Listen, let's just put aside the fact that Brett Brown's teams are always amongst the worst in the league when it comes to turnovers, and let's put aside the fact that Ben Simmons came back from an entire offseason without one discernible improvement in his game, at least to the naked eye. Let's just put all that to the side. The Sixers had the best, highest-rated starting five-man group in the entire league last year. That was their starting five.
Yes.
So that five-man group, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And on top of that, Markelle Fultz has shown that he cannot play off the ball. So I don't know why we're trying to jam this square peg into a round hole where
because you drafted him. So
what? It is what it is. Yeah. At this point, unless you're going to punt on the season, unless you want to punt the season away, you got to put Markelle on the floor with the shooter. Same thing with Ben. So you have your starting man group, and then Markelle comes on with the second unit. You got Landry Shamet. You can put some shooters around him. The advanced numbers show that Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz, when they play together, is some of the worst lineups in the entire NBA. However, when Markelle Fultz plays with anyone other than Ben Simmons, then he's actually a plus player. So even though Markelle Fultz has his faults and Ben Simmons has their faults, playing them together, it's really, really magnifying the issue. And at the end of the day, if Markelle has to play backup minutes in order for us to at least be the same as last season, right now we're taking a really big step backward, in my opinion. Like, if we lose to Indiana tomorrow, we are the clear-cut number five seed in the East.
And you know that's a tough game tomorrow. You know that.
I'm saying, until proven otherwise, those four teams, which we would have lost to the top four teams in the East convincingly, I don't see how you can say we're better than any of those four teams until we start playing lineups that make sense. Like, you have to play to this team's strength until we make a move at the deadline, something like that. You can't be giving away these early season games because they're going to come back and haunt you late in the season.
No, listen, man, I've already said, if they decide ABD to go with Redick in the starting lineup and they keep Fultz in there, put Sharge on the bench and run with Simmons, Covington defensively as your forwards, and Embiid, of course, as your center, thanks for the call, I'm good with that. That was the starting lineup last year before he missed 69 games, Markelle Fultz. And I'm good with that. I can run with that. I'm certainly fine with that. Because they need to get something going. Just the bottom line. They do. And Dario has been struggling. We all know Dario is a nice player. We do. But right now, you also need shooting in that starting lineup. Period. Yes, JJ comes in at certain points in the first quarter, and you're like, all right, comes in around the 7-minute mark. I got it. No, starting him. It's just me. Dennis and Langhorne is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Yo, Devon, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. We had Spank talking about Jamal Crawford earlier. I know you were a big fan of signing him as well.
I was at the time. I mean, I just, like, really thought, like, off the bench, it was so obvious that Brett didn't go out and get shooters in the offseason. I mean, you know, what gets me, I know people on the whole station said it's too early about Brett, but, you know, like, how long is the guy going to get? I mean, he's, like, the only coach, I think, in Philly that could get, like, a 10-year plan. I mean, I don't care.
They love him. They love him.
Yeah, Devon, it's just, like, he doesn't know his lineups. He doesn't know his players. He doesn't know who to put on the floor, when to put him on the floor, when it's a good feel of the game, when it's not. To me, I don't know how much more I can take personally of it, but I'm not going to make a quick, you know, rational decision about it. To me, it's like, you got to make a move. I know the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're going to be busting that team up here pretty shortly. I looked at some of the players on the roster who, you know, obviously Kyle Korver's on there. Jared Smith, obviously don't want him. But there's some shooters out there. Kyle Korver, I think George Hill's there. Jordan Clarkson. I just need something off the bench that during the playoff time, these veterans, we're going to need veteran shooters off the bench during the playoffs.
And that's what they either going to have to trade or they're going to have to look at the waiver wire, you know, the deadline again where they signed, like they signed Bellinelli and Ilyasova last time for the buyout. You are going to have to probably explore that as well unless they find something earlier, then.
And Devon, you're closing though, too. Like, that's another thing got me kind of annoyed. It's like,
I'll let you talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you had the number 10 pick. You got a guy that was 100% committed and wanted to play in Philly if he could have. Like, you go back and you get a guy, and I don't even know if Zaire Smith can shoot. You know, like, I know Zaire Smith can. He's very explosive off the dribble, can get to the hole, but is he really a good shooter to me?
I don't know.
Cousin to me was a perfect fit. I thought there was another move Brett made, and these moves, I'm looking back at it now. And I don't care if Brett's a head coach or he's not. He was here when Colangelo was here. He had some sort of input on some of these players. So I don't know, Devon, if the ownership's at fault or if Brett's at fault. But being down there every night, we know Joel Embiid's the guy. You got to get the offense down low. And it still seems like he hasn't picked and rolling by the perimeter. And he hasn't switched his offense. Sometimes you got to adapt to your players.
No, you do. And that's what we've been saying, man. Sometimes you just keep doing the same old thing. Dan, thanks for the call. And it's not really conducive to what your personnel is right now. So you can't continue to do the same thing, especially if it's not working. For the most part, they get out to some good leads and they get some good looks. They hit their fair amount of threes. But what they did the other night against Brooklyn was just, as Brett Brown said it himself, unacceptable. They went in New York thinking they were just going to walk in there and get a W, and it did not happen. Did not happen. They got smacked. As I'm looking at the game now, college basketball, Kansas playing, and Joel Embiid is watching his team in Indianapolis, courtside. Good for him. You know he'll be ready to play tomorrow. He only got 8 shots on Sunday. He's going to be ready. 610-632-0975. We're not ignoring the Eagles at all. People just decided to stop calling in about them. Are you a little more optimistic about the Eagles after watching the rest of the NFC East this weekend? Coach Bird on Twitter says, I want to see more from the Birds, but I still think they're the clear favorites to win the NFC East. Okay? Clear favorites to win the NFC East. But want to see more. Carson Wentz, that point is important for him to be able to come in and still, with another week off, resting in a nice rhythm, can he elevate this team a little more? And now he has a new toy in Golden Tate to go out there and do some things out there on the field. 610-632-0975. William in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. Yeah. What's up, Will?
Man, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I enjoy your show always, man.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'm very optimistic about the Eagles, really, especially on the defense side, like the secondaries. Like Mills and the other guy, Darby.
Yes.
To me, they're kind of a little horrible. I mean, if they had some of the replace stone, it would have been nice. And since they got that wide receiver from Detroit, that's a big plus
Golden
for
Tate.
Us now.
Golden
yes.
Tate.
Yes, it's a big plus for us now. But I think Eagles will win the NFC East on their side because I want the Redskins to lose next week. And Dallas, they're going to beat the Dallas. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they host them on Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night.
They host them Sunday night. Washington is taking on Tampa Bay in Tampa. So that's going to be a tough game for them, Tampa Bay. I mean, who knows? They're Jekyll and Hyde. You got Fitzpatrick and all those weapons out there. But who knows what's going on with them. But that being said, again, the loss of 3 offensive linemen for the Washington Redskins is a problem. Yeah. That's a bad thing.
That's a problem. Now they're gonna lose to Tampa Bay. Now Eagles are gonna be okay. They'll be good.
No, they will. Listen, thanks, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. It's going to be a tough one for the Washington football squad against Tampa in Tampa. 3 offensive linemen now down for the count due to injury. And, you know, it's just it's what it is. That's their problem and hopefully the gain for the Philadelphia Eagles. 610-632-0975. Anthony in Germantown joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Ant. Yo, Ant, what's going on?
Yo, man, big fan of your show, buddy. Big fan.
Hey, Ant, I appreciate that, man. It means a lot.
Yeah, we spoke before the Sixers season started last year, and I called 52 wins. I'm calling 55 this year.
55, still.
Reason being is that this is really Markel Fultz rookie season right here.
Right.
And when he gets into his groove, he's going to be a quicker Andrew Tony. Remember him?
Absolutely. Boston and Strangler.
Yeah, let's just give him a little time. You know, he's 20 years old, right? He got a lot to live up to, but give him a little time, and the script is going to be just fine. Quick Eagles point two, man. When Carson Wentz finally got into the lineup, how did we look?
They look improved, obviously.
So I'm saying when Carson Wentz first got in there, how did we actually look?
You mean after the injury you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we like garbage.
Yeah, still struggling, yeah.
Yeah, now, do you think my man has hit his stride?
I think he's finding a rhythm. I don't think he's hit his stride completely. He's finding a rhythm, and he's done pretty good.
Well, when he hit his full stride, I believe we're going to run the table, and we're going to shake everybody's going to be shaking in their boots, man.
Running the table.
Run the table.
You're talking about running the table. Listen, they need to run the table in the division. They have five games. Thanks for the call against their division opponents. I hope they run the table and take those five. That would be five games right there added to the four. We know that's nine. Then you take one of the Texans, Saints, Rams game, and you're in a good spot. Hopefully that 10 wins will win you that division. Hopefully. 610-632-0975. Can I tell you guys about one of the Eagles that I wish was on the field? That would be Rodney McLeod. Help Rodney McLeod raise $23,000 for cancer research. Rodney McLeod has teamed up with 97.5 The Fanatic to support cancer research through the American Association for Cancer Research, AACR. When you donate to the AACR, you will be entered into the ESPN Ultimate Birds Fan Experience Contest. The winner will receive this: two tickets to the Eagles game on Monday, December 3rd against Washington, the team we're talking about. Big game right there. Again, division opponent knocked them off. Field passes, a tour of the ESPN film truck. Meet Rodney McLeod. Donations are not necessary to enter the contest, although we hope you will contribute. Join him on his race to $23,000 to cancer research. Go to 975thefanatic.com/donate/. Okay? Please help Rodney McLeod out. If he can't help the birds by being out on the field, please help him for a great cause, cancer research. Okay? Thank you. Rock in South Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Rock?
Oh, man. He's feeling divine.
What's going on, man?
I ain't talk to you in a little bit.
I know, man. You've been hiding. I don't know.
How you doing, man?
Good to hear from you.
I'm all right. But why do people think that Ben Simmons can go and play with LeBron James? I don't think he can play with LeBron. He can't play. LeBron is a player that needs. Let's go back to when he played with Kyrie. Kyrie didn't even want to play with LeBron because he can't play his position.
You mean Ben trying to move to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Well, by the time that happens, LeBron will be done because Ben Simmons is going to sign a 5-year deal with the Sixers when he signs his extension, and that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but I still don't think he's going to be able to play with LeBron.
You don't even have to worry about that.
I don't think that would be a good fit for Ben Simmons, but I wouldn't want him to sign an extension here. Though. I mean, I get the feeling that he's going to develop a shot. But when it's just going to be later on down the line, because remember when LeBron first came in the league, he was vicious, run to the rack, go to the hoop, and dunk on everybody. He couldn't really shoot like that when he came either.
But he took the shots, though. That's the thing. He took them, though. Even though he developed them, you're right, but he took them. Ben's not taking them.
Right. So, I mean, I think if we wait for Simmons for a little bit, you know, give him a little bit of time, not a whole bunch of time, even though it is kind of frustrating right now with him and Markel, how they playing, and you don't think that they can mesh together right now. Just give him a little bit of time. I think he'll come around and he'll be a good asset to the team. But good luck at Devon, man. Have a good one.
Always, Rock. Appreciate it. Markel Fultz definitely needs to be a good asset to this team in order for them to win. And I'm looking at Stacey. Stacey's talking about this on Twitter, at @QuietStorm12_. JJ's still getting his minutes, even though he's not starting. So for me, he's fine off the bench because Ben and Kel have to learn to play together. My question is, when are we going to get better and consistent play from Cov and Dario? Fair question on both of those two players. You're starting forwards, not consistent enough for them offensively, specifically, and defensively. They've both had their struggles. For the 76ers, Bennett and Markel, yes, they have to learn to play together, but if it's not working, Brett has to make in-game adjustments. And they're trying to win games. Okay? They're trying to win games. They're experimenting. He's going to do it. They're only, what, 12 games, 11 games in? Got to get something going. Got to get something going. I know it's early, but still. Luke and King of Prussia joins us on 97.5. Hey, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. I just wanted to talk about, I think we now's the time to start being crucial on Brett Brown. I think, we've let him have his time here, and I think it's time to really start to look at what he's doing, and if he's not changing anything. I don't know. It's a struggle to just watch, like, that Nets game the other night, and just there's not a change. It's just a constant, like, just go out there and play, and we're not really playing to the strength.
Well, they're trying to play to their strengths, but the part of the issue is playing to their strengths. A lot of them can't shoot, and you need that to be a strength of somebody. And unfortunately, only J.J. Redick has that attribute as a strength. That's the tough part about it.
And that was going to lead me to my next point was, if I'm Elton Brand, I'm thinking maybe to look at Bradley Beal or C.J. McCollum, a guy that can come in and just shoot, shoot the ball. I don't know if any of them are available, but you got to start looking at a shooter, I feel like, at this point. I know it's early, but...
Nah, it's not too early. I think it's very evident that they need a shooter, Luke, and I'm sure they are, keeping the phone lines open and seeing what they can potentially get. Luke, thanks for the call. Bradley Beal, C.J. McCollum, obviously two names that people are very, very, very intrigued by, as you should. Same with Klay Thompson in the offseason as a free agent. But I just don't see Bradley Beal, maybe. CJ, I'm not sure that they are willing to break that up as of yet. CJ McCollum out there in Portland, the struggles that they've had, they're still not going to break that thing up like that when you know you have two key players like that together. I don't see that happening. But, that's tough. That's tough. We all want to see that C.J. McCollum, Bradley Beal type player in this offense. Somebody else who can put the ball in the hoop, create their own shot, make it easy on your already two young stars. 610-632-0975. I would like for them to add one of those two players, but I just don't know. I don't know. I'm sure Elton Brand is doing his due diligence, seeing what's available out there. Portland's not out of it yet. They're not going to make that move. Obviously, we know what's going on with Washington, and I love it how things are going for them. But are they going to break that team up? And if they do break it up, are they going to trade Otto Porter first, John Wall, or Bradley Beal? Again, from what I understand, Bradley Beal not very liked in that locker room. Anthony in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, everybody's trying to come up with a scenario that's going to make this work. I guess I'll throw mine then. You got two very talented players. You got three, really, but I want to talk about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Uh-huh. You got one that's not a very good passer, which is Joel Embiid, and you got one that can't shoot but loves to run and put pressure on defenses. Ben Simmons was very successful at constantly bearing down on guys and coming down. They didn't know what the hell he was going to do. Pass it or try to take him all the way to the basket. It's a hell of a fight for somebody that size bearing down on you going to the basket. So they should let Ben Simmons continue to do that when the opportunity is there for him to do it. Don't wait for Embiid. And when teams decide they're going to cut that out and really stop the transition, let him be, come down, and then you run your half-court offense and let Ben play off the ball.
They are trying to do that by having him play off the ball, a lot of stuff, again, pin downs down on the block and trying to have him cut hard to the basket, slash into the hoop as well when they allow Markelle Fultz to kind of run things. But teams know that. They know he's not going to shoot, so that's what they're going to be anticipating when he is running off the ball. It's just about him also sealing his man good enough and down on the block and even right at the rim and try to get an easy bucket.
I mean, he's not doing that this year. I noticed that. He was last year, got him rookie of the year. I mean, come on, man. Do the same thing. Just go. I mean, don't wait. If he's not down there, then he's not down there because he's not a great passer in the half court. He almost all the time he turns the ball over. I mean, he's good. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nobody can stop this guy. But you have to find a way to let Ben Simmons do him.
Well, it's tough when you have a big man who is taking up a lot of real estate down on the block. And that's why when people get so upset with Joel Embiid out on the perimeter, yes, you want him down low, but you also want to be able to have him away from the basket so you can allow for Ben Simmons to also operate. And then you have Markelle Fultz, who's not shooting jumpers either, and he needs to operate. So they're going to try to move Joel Embiid around from time to time. And guess what? He is skilled where he can do that stuff. Steven Roxborough joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Devon, how you doing?
Good, man.
Real quick, I think the Eagles are fine if they just win out the division. That's all they got to do, and then they'll be fine in the playoffs. But to the Sixers.
Got to win the division, man. They got five more games. Take these games.
Yeah, we're not going to get home field, but just win the division, get in. I feel confident with our guys in the playoffs. But with the Sixers, really why I called is, the thing is, I think it was like the last call I was talking about is like, yeah, Joe's going to be in the paint. But we need more out of Rocco and Sarge because if I'm defending him, I'm like, I'm going to give you that shot until you make it. And if they're not playing on him, that's going to clog up the lane for Ben. And it just, Ben's got to realize, like, I've never seen a guy that good, like, afraid to shoot. Like, I'm too young to see Magic. I heard he wasn't a real great shooter, but, like.
Yeah, but he shot it.
But, like, it's weird to me that he doesn't even attempt to shoot. But, I think we do got to make a move. I mean, last year, obviously, Ben played a lot better when we got Bellinelli and Ilyasova, just because they weren't like top-notch like scorers, but they're willing to put the ball on the court and get a couple buckets, and they spread the court, and you could rely on them. So I really just think it's like it's the other guys that Ben's got to step up, but like Rocco and Dario, they gotta do something, and if not, we got to make a move, and hopefully. The Wizards keep sleeping in the bed.
They will.
we can make a move for Bradley Beal and all that.
Well, see, here's the other tough part, Steve. Thanks for the call, man. There will probably be better packages out there in the NBA for Bradley Beal. If you're giving up whatever you're giving up from the Sixers, what is it, really? Markelle Fultz? No. That 2021 pick from the Miami Heat? Maybe. Maybe. Other than that, I mean, there are probably going to be some other young players available to the Washington Wizards for them to make that type of move. But that's the job of Elton Brand and company to try to figure something like that out if it is available. 610-632-0975. Final segment for me on the other side. Joe Torty will step in as well as we talk Birds and talk Sixers right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic. Have met on the gridiron 118 times. Number 119 is this Sunday at 8:20 on a national stage. It's Dallas week, and the rivalry is about to be renewed. Fly, Eagles, fly. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torty and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. Sal Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torty and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. we've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery. And we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
Hey, it's Jason for Window Nation. You hear that noise? It's your furnace kicking on again and again, over and over. Why? Because your windows are old and drafty, letting cold air in and hot air out, keeping you up at night. Wait, listen, hear it again. You know what this means? Higher energy bills, wasted money. I think it's time for you to pick up the phone and call Window Nation. For a limited time, get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy six, get six free. No limit. Plus, get 0% financing for 5 full years. Save that well-earned money to splurge on your family, friends, or yourself this holiday season. Act fast, as there is still time to have your windows installed by the holidays. Stay toasty, as Window Nation's expert installers work room by room to install your new windows. Window Nation has saved customers an estimated $40 million in energy over the years. Save today, save tomorrow, save forever. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION and get two free windows for every two you buy. Buy four, get four free, plus 0% interest for 5 years. Save thousands on your windows and your energy bills to use for your holiday shopping this season. Call 866-90-NATION today, or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said...
When we donate 1 million pairs of socks... I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And 1 Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
When it comes to business insurance, business as usual just doesn't cut it, because there is nothing routine about managing risk, mitigating loss potential, or creating a customized business insurance solution at competitive prices. Expect more from your insurance partner. Choose Univest.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. Contact us today for a customized risk analysis, and we'll protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over 4 generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks, or try original chicken sausages ready to throw on the grill. Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
This Veterans Day, 97.5 The Fanatic wants to thank and salute our veterans for their great service to our great country. Veterans Day on The Fanatic is brought to you by French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville. French Creek Outfitters is your home for firearms, archery, camping, fishing, outdoor clothes, and footwear. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year on all your favorite outdoor gear. French Creek Outfitters, located at 270 Schuylkill Road in Phoenixville. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for live in-game betting. You'll find a massive number of hockey betting options. We have the most exciting live in-game betting options on hockey, like who will be the next goal scorer, who will win the next faceoff, which team will be penalized next. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Sports talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Big Pimpin', baby. It is 8:50. 97.5 The Fanatic. Final segment for us here. Lions waived Amir Abdullah, running back. I used to like him. Every running back that goes to Detroit just goes to fail. Kevin Jones, right? Remember him? Local guy. Oh, man. They just make mistake after mistake. Or is it them? Or is it just the running backs that they select? You think the running backs are good, and they go to the... It's like a guy going to Sacramento, and then he just disappears in the NBA. It's just terrible. 610-632-0975 as we talk about the Eagles and Sixers. A lot of good conversation. We start off Eagles-Cowboys, but a lot of Sixers people still fired up about what happened on Sunday. 28 turnovers for the 76ers, leading to 39 points for the Brooklyn Nets, shooting 40 more times did Brooklyn over the Sixers in that loss on Sunday. Unacceptable, people. Unacceptable. Let's talk about the Eagles with Gary in Warminster next on The Fanatic. What's up, Gary?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you, man.
I'm still bleeding green.
All right,
I never stopped from last year.
Oh, so your optimism was still there.
You're absolutely right.
So what are you looking at? Five games against division opponents, three tough games out of the division with the Saints, Rams, and Texans. How do you see this thing ending up?
I'm seeing a big surprise. It's going to surprise a lot of eyes, the Saints and Rams. The Texans are going to be the low secret team to worry about.
But you believe they can beat the Saints and the Rams, huh?
I believe it.
Wow, so what's their record by the end of the season there, Gary? Eight games left?
I'm really thinking they're only going to lose one more, I believe it.
One more? So you're expecting one of those seven-game winning streak type deals?
Oh, yes, I am.
Wow. See, I said I was optimistic because losing three offensive linemen is tough for Washington. Dallas, we already thought, wasn't that good in the first place, and then they lose last night to Tennessee. The addition of Golden Tate and Carson Wentz coming back healthy again after the bye week, and I'm like, okay, I feel much better. But, wow. Losing one game in the second half?
It's only getting better at it.
Okay, Gary, listen, thanks for the call, man. That's some optimism right there. That's certainly some optimism. Seven wins from this team. Well, first of all, you just look at it, you say, okay, you win the five against your division. Then you're going to knock off either the Rams, Saints, and Texans, two of those three games, you're going to win. That's some optimism right there. I'm not there, but that is some optimism. 610-632-0975. Dave is in Philly joining us on 97.5. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
What's up, Devon?
What's going? What's going on?
A whole lot of optimism going on, brother. Listen here, we got eight games left. We going undefeated, man. I'm trying to tell you. That's where I'm at.
Oh, you're 8-0.
We going undefeated, man. Listen, I understand where y'all at, you know, trying to be reasonable, but I'm the utmost optimistic fan out here in Philly, man.
Okay.
We going all the way. 8-0. We're going to shock the world. Golden Tate opens up everything for our offense, man. Like, when I understand we got the offensive line struggles right now, but he's going to open up so much. It's like we don't even really have to force the ball to him. He's going to be used, I believe, majority of the time as a decoy. I mean, I know he's going to get his touches, but it's going to open up. It's going to create so many one-on-one opportunities with all the rest of our receivers, man. We can. Wentz is just going to be out there just threading the needle to everybody.
Well, he's got weapons all over the place. Weapons all over the place. At some point, Dave, they have to find a way to get this offense rolling. Last year, they would get these leads, and they would hold them. This year, they get the leads, and for the most part, they've been giving them up. You're talking about Minnesota and Carolina and Tennessee and all on and on and on. They have to hold these leads, man.
You know what it is? You know the difference between, you know, a couple of games we had this season and last season. See, last season we was blowing teams out the ballpark. First half, we was up about 2-3 touchdowns.
Right.
This season is a little different. Being as though we just acquired Golden Tate, I feel like we're going to be back to the 28, 35, 36, you know, point a game team. It has to open up. It has to. Once that happens, it'll make the defense job easier. It'll make the other team easier for us to defend because they're going to do nothing but throw the ball at them.
And that was the point that I made, Dave, when the trade, when the trade was finally finalized, that if this team can get back to being the offensive juggernaut that they were a season ago, then that'll help the defense out, who has really kept these guys in the game, man. Dave, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Keep these guys in the game. It helps them ultimately come away with these wins. Wow, 7-1 and 8-0 with the first two calls right there coming back from the break. That's some optimism. Matt in Pottstown joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Devon. How's it going?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. I mean, I know it's Eagles week, you know, Dallas week, and I'm very excited for it, but I want to go backwards and talk Sixers for a minute.
Go for it.
Caller earlier, Fultz is going to be a quicker Andrew Toney. I think the only comparison you got there is both of them wore numbers that were in the 20 range. Beyond that, they're not even in the same realm at all.
I let him have that. He felt good about it.
I mean, you can't argue. I understand. You can't argue with some of that stuff. But here's my thing. It's not even that I want to argue or be negative. It's just, I mean, you're just looking at it. You're looking at the same games I am. And I know Elton is, and I know that the coach is. But here's what I don't get where we are at this point. You can clearly see the disparity. You see the drop-off when we play a higher caliber team. So we know who we are. We know what we are. But it just seems like we keep, and I understand it's early November and we're experimenting, but you can experiment things all you want. You know what the end result's going to be. When you keep doing what you're doing, there is no magic mix on the floor with the bodies that we have that you're going to get the result that you're looking for. It's just not going to happen.
So what's your lineup? What should your lineup be?
Well, I mean, it's tough because you can't even do the lineup right now because, honestly, you got Dario's legs that are back in Europe. I think he honestly needs to just get shut down. Rather than experiment, I'd rather see him get shut down a while. Let's work in, you know, Muscala, because you see he's getting a lot of Dario's minutes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he
so
is.
I think you need to play him, let him get acclimated. You got to get, you know, Cork Box and these other guys. You got to tinker with them. There's no tinkering with Fultz and Ben. It's not going to happen. You can't, and I get it. But we use such a high draft pick on Markel. I'm not bashing the kid at all. I'm just saying it's just not working, and we're not going to get the value back for him in anybody's trade anywhere. So you're going to have to take something on the chin, and we need to get a floor balancer. We need to get. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not saying anything that's, you know, an eye-opener. But we need another shooter on the floor with JJ, a legit shooter guy that's both mid-range and can bomb away on threes.
Kind of like what you had with Bellinelli, but unfortunately, he got away at 12:01, free agent period right underway. Matt, thanks for the call, man. And you lose him. You just lose him. Let's go to our final call before we hand things off to Joe Torti. Jay in West Philly. Jay, who you going to yell at tonight, man?
I ain't yelling, man. It's just critiquing the stuff that's on the floor that we see.
What's up, man?
That we see. That much, man. I see how you omitting the word from that Washington team, right? That's how you talk about
it. I do that all the time.
So can you do that with Ben, with the generational and all-star?
I don't say generational. I say all-star. He will be an all-star. That's just going to happen. I'm sorry.
When? Why? I don't see it. You don't see how he hurting the team on the offense when he don't shoot?
No, I do see that. I recognize that. Like that doesn't mean that he's not going to put up numbers. It's going to make him an all-star.
I know, it just aggravates me when it's like basketball people that know basketball, like you and D, y'all just say, oh, we know he won't shoot. But when Markel was doing it, it was a mental thing. But when Ben do it...
Well, I already told you. You know how I feel, Jay. I think he's afraid to shoot.
But is it a mental block with him? That's what I want to know.
I guess it is a mental block if I think he's afraid to shoot, yeah.
Okay, and at the same time...
But it's a different mental block where the yips come into it. No, I'm only saying that because Markel Fultz could shoot.
I know, but Devon, didn't he improve? I mean, from last year, he's not back to Washington yet. But at least he's taking the threes and he's shooting jump shots.
Yeah. Remember that game where he shot 16 shots? And I was encouraged the fact that he put up 16. Exactly.
So that's what's getting big. Everybody saying, Markel improved. It might not be what we want, but he's slowly coming along. He's going to be fine. And that's where Brett Brown comes in, because he's forcing this thing with Ben to be a all-star, or he wanted him to be a generational player at point guard. Why can't you put him at the post? Because you see his deficiencies. Y'all saying his deficiencies is affecting our best player on the team because he can't shoot.
But see, that's funny because, Jay, that's what me and Joe were talking about a little bit. Thanks for the call, man. I got to get ready to hand things off to him. I'll talk. All set. It's been fun tonight for us here from 6 o'clock until now, hanging out and just talking some stuff. And Joe Torty's coming up next. He's going to take you until midnight, as always, here on the Fanatic. I'll be back at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll talk some stuff. It's still Dallas week, still Cowboys week. But Six has got a big game against Indiana tomorrow, and I'll lead you right into that. So thanks so much to Sam Fletcher for a great job as always. Thanks to all the callers, all the tweets that joined in on the show. Make sure you stick around till midnight as my man coming up next. That would be Joe Torty right here on The Fanatic.